Crab season is officially open. It's time for the 33rd annual Wednesday Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available at 2250 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Results Radio, Reading Electric Utility, Fox 20, and KRCR Channel 7. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 7 after the hour. This is our weekly overview of the world of news talk radio, the Talk Radio Review, with some eminent talk radio personalities in attendance. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, who participates with me every day on the DJV program, also co-hosts the morning program on KRLA, The Answer, in Los Angeles. Rick Jensen's here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company. And we're joined today, I'm not sure this is the first time Benson's been on, but he hasn't been here very much. Chad Benson, who hosts afternoons at KTAR in Phoenix and does a morning program on Radio America, the originating network for the Talk Radio Review. All right, so here we have the stories, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 20th to the 24th. We also have the people list. And, Chad, what normally happens here, if you haven't listened to the program, is we go through. Sometimes I make it through the list, sometimes I don't. Depends on how distracted we are with some of the things that are here and what the comments are from the various members of the Peanut Gallery. I try to keep a lid on it, and that's probably about it. Once in a while, my comments are worthy of note as well. So at number 10, we have a focus on Megxit and also the passing of Terry Jones. Harvey Weinstein and that trial, number 9, health care reform, immigration, various governmental reforms, immigration reform, number 8, Martin Luther King Junior Day was this past Monday, so a lot of discussion about race relations on the air. The economy, number 6, some of our big companies and the problems that Boeing is having, what's that doing to the stock price? Did you see the stock price of Tesla? Anybody here drive a Tesla? Benson, you'd be somebody to drive a Tesla. Nobody drives.
Why would I be somebody that drives a Tesla?
No, he does.
I'm driving a GMC Denali 1500 right now, and it's
you're way too cool.
Than that.
Yeah. Okay. It's really way too cool to
drive. I've been driven in a Tesla, and it's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I was in a Tesla a couple weeks ago, and the thing that I loved about it is you can make fart noises. They've got games, and you can make each seat have a fart noise, so you can
That's fun.
That is hilarious.
Very good.
I don't trust a car where it looks like you can actually host a picnic inside of it. Like, it's just, I don't know, there's not enough going on.
All right, you drive a Jeep, don't you, Rick? I remember you driving a Jeep.
Old beat-up Jeep gets about 8 yards to the gallon. Love it. Thank you.
8 yards to the gallon. All right. So anyway, the focus on, I suppose, the economy and the fact that the Tesla Corporation is now worth more in terms of its net value than Volkswagen. Toyota is the only car manufacturer that's worth more in terms of stock value than Tesla. And that's an amazing, when you consider all the problems that Tesla has, it's become, and I wonder about this, this is a good sidebar conversation, how much of a thing it's become, like a cult. And electric cars, along with global warming or climate change, that's all kind of cultish too, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. It's part of the virtue signaling and making people feel good. It's part about being where you think you should be because everybody else thinks they should be there as well. Mm-hmm. But and look, the car is great and amazing, but there's a certain cult-like atmosphere to it. It's not as big as those other companies, but as far as money, because of the stock, it is way bigger than all of them.
Yeah. It's kind of like people who were early adapters to Apple in the not early, like in the 80s early, when Apple rebranded itself and came back out and everybody was like an Apple snob. You know, you had your clear divide between your PC and your Mac people. And I don't know, they kind of had that elitist attitude, but we all get drawn into the dark side eventually, right? We're all now staring over our Apple iPhones and looking into our laptops.
Oh, yeah.
Tesla,
though, is that Tesla learns. You know, and that's also a bit creepy, but it learns. And it learns apparently every 2 weeks. It goes back and it learns, and it gets better. And that's fascinating. And it has the ability. It could talk to your truck if your truck had the ability to also have intelligence. And they could
have conversations with each other about where parking spaces are. That means they're both talking about Chad farting in the Tesla. My goodness.
That's amazing.
Well, that could be valuable about, how toxic it is.
Vince has been here 5 minutes and he's already disrupted things. Okay. So the Wuhan virus number 3. I was going to talk a little about Davos, but there's a climate change attachment to that. I don't want to spend too much time on that. I think... do we spend too much time talking about this Wuhan virus? Are we led by the news, by the news media, or what?
No, Victoria, we don't spend too much time talking about it, particularly with the Lunar New Year in China this weekend.
The year of the rat, by the way. Do you know that? The year of the rat.
But
that has a link to the Adam Schiff trial, by the way.
Everybody is trying to travel. Of course they can't, but everybody is trying to travel. It's the biggest travel event of the year, and of course it's the most populous country in the world. Everybody is trying to travel. So this is huge. And we're not talking too much about it because we don't know how serious it is. We're in the 20s with deaths now. Hospitals are turning away people with symptoms in China. That seems serious to me.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Rick, here's the thing. Remember this about the coronavirus. 30% of all colds are a strain of the coronavirus. It's which strain do you have? Mm-hmm. And the other thing that isn't getting talked about enough, when they say we're in the 20s in deaths, that's according to the Chinese. But the Daily Mail and a few other things are saying, look, this is far worse than they're leading on to be because it's still the Chinese and they're keeping everything quiet. It's still a communist nation. And you don't know how bad it is, but think about how many people travel and how fast things can go nowadays. It's like that movie Outbreak. One, next thing you know, somebody gets out. If it is as bad as people think, it could get ugly, but I don't think it will.
Well, the
other point is that the Chinese have been covering up. Remember, when we say the Chinese, we mean the Chinese Communist Party, which is what controls information.
Yeah. All right. The fact that there are 70,000 people in our country who will die of the regular flu this year, how come that doesn't get the kind of outrageous attention that...
No politics.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, and it's a homegrown flu.
We're used to the flu.
Yeah,
I think it also has a component of something coming from another country. I think psychologically that messes with people.
Well, you want to mess with the Chinese anyway. By the way, Chad, you can feel free to steal any of this stuff for your program if you need some help later on during the day.
Don't worry about it. I'm taping it. I'm just going to roll into it straight from there.
All right, let's get to the presidential race and the impeachment because Jennifer has to go pretty soon. I want to get take with her and the rest of you on the impeachment because the presidential race somehow is is the implied connection to those people running for president. By the way, anybody see the video with Elizabeth Warren and that can of beer this week? Did you check that out? She's drinking
that was from
beer.
Like, that was actually from like a year ago.
Or was it that long ago?
Yeah, that
just
yeah.
now
that was
surfaced.
So hilarious.
Yeah.
Right. It is so awkward.
Jugs on the case.
It's so awkward, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Breaking news.
Really,
we'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
All right. The presidential race, the people who are still in, Yang is in fourth place. And so Bloomberg's in fifth place. Joe's first. Who's and Bernie is second. Who's third? Who's on third?
Warren. What you're talking about is the Yang surge, which is trending on Twitter and it has been for several days. And it's all based on a new Emerson poll that shows Biden in front, then Bernie, then Elizabeth Warren, and Andrew Yang in fourth place. This is the highest he's been. He's at 8%, so he's not burning it up. I mean, when you're looking at Joe Biden's numbers, he's at like 30%. So it's not a great day for Andrew Yang, but certainly he's going in the right direction.
I want to do a poll of the people who are here. On the DJV program this morning, we were talking about what the various candidates drink after Elizabeth Warren and the beer. So I asked the various members of my group what it was that they thought Joe Biden drank for liquor or various. And I said that probably Andrew Yang drank rice wine, they thought it was a racist comment. Do you think that was a racist comment, Chad?
In today's world, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know what? Again, it's not how it's meant, it's how it's taken. And you only need one person to take it a different way, and the next thing you know, you're on your way to, Don Imus land where you're out of
here.
Yeah.
Are there more than one way to take that, by the way? I don't know.
Well,
pretty sure it was
I don't know why you think that is what I don't know. I tell you what I think is interesting about the race is that early voting in the Democratic race has started.
Great.
Think about that.
Yep.
And think
yep.
about what impeachment's doing to it, too. You've got a lot of senators who now have the stink of impeachment all over them because they can't get out there and campaign. And this is an advantage for people like Bloomberg. A Mayor Pete who stay out of it. Bloomberg, yes, but he's not really campaigning in the early states, so we haven't seen that from him yet. So
he
does. I disagree with you. He is running a race against President Trump, and it's a total misstep. He needs to run a race against the Democrats so that he can win the primary.
I think he's running a race that with Michael Bloomberg, and that's it. The impeachment trial, does anybody want to – this is the biggest snooze fest since not time began, but listening to your Congressman, Jennifer – Mr. Adam.
Why do people keep reminding me about that? I try to forget.
Well, your congressman could be Dr. Drew, because isn't he going to run against him?
He can. I hope he does it. I love Dr. Drew, and I hope that he runs next time around. But right now, he'd have to go in as a write-in candidate, and that would just throw everything off, because I don't know that he could actually do that in the primary. But, hey, look, I love Dr. Drew, and if anybody that's mentioned running, he's got the best chance. So
yeah,
we'll see what he does.
Dr. Drew Pinsky, we're talking about his radio personality, also been on television. He actually did some good stuff with Adam Carolla back in the days when they were working together.
Oh, he's great. He's a really good guy, and he's talented, and he would be wonderful in this position. But
how about Adam Carolla for some political position? What about that?
Love it.
There you go.
Pretty good. Okay. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've about 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It's the Top Radio Countdown.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
For us to move back into the chart zone. I'm Doug Steffen, along with four. Actually, now we're down to three, but we might as well. As many people as want to participate in this thing, help yourself. Think along with us. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen, who hosts a midday program, gets better ratings in Wilmington, Delaware than Rim Limbaugh. Let's see. There's Chad Benson, who's got a fabulous career going for him. Does afternoons at KTAR in Phoenix, and mornings he's syndicated around the country from 9 until noon Eastern time with his own brand of conversation, which catches some people off guard sometimes because he's that kind of a guy. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you're welcome. So we've kind of gone through the list here, but because Jennifer had to go, I wanted to get her ring on impeachment. The rest of you, Victoria, you always are very studious with regard to these sorts of things, and find...
Am I?
Yeah, I think you are.
Go on,
I give that credit. I think that you are. Of the people who are here, and that's not to say that Rick and Chad aren't smart, you're very deliberate in your understanding of some of these things, especially if it's Washington.
This is a setup for a fall. Go on.
No, it isn't. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you want me to, I wasn't going
that direction. No, go on. Let's see what it is I know nothing about. Go on, let's keep going.
No, you must know impeachment proceedings themselves and how all of this stuff has gone back and forth. I said earlier, and I'd be interested in knowing what all of you think about this, that I feel I was a history major and I've always looked at things radio-wise. Political science was handy for me to have, and I was happy to have that degree because it helps me understand a lot of things that we talk about on the air. I have, with my rendering, having said that, the country today, in my estimation, is more divided than it has ever been since the Civil War. And because of the impeachment now, but I mean, the impeachment is just sort of a representation of the anger and the discord that exists. And I wonder, you know, I think down the road, when you look at who would be president, is there anybody out there that can bring people together? But meanwhile, the specifics of impeachment, Victoria, have you been paying close attention to what Adam Schiff has been saying, what the Democrats have done to put the case before the court, as it were?
Well, I've been paying a certain amount of attention to that, yes. And I think that I don't think the Republicans are going to use all their time, I'll tell you that, because, you know, I don't think they want to use all their time, and I certainly
don't need
to. No, I think also that they're just not going to. But I will say this. Did you know that there is a candy desk in the Senate? And that the senators from Pennsylvania are in charge of it.
Really?
Because that's where Hershey is. It's on the Republican side of the chamber, in the back row, on the aisle.
So they can have milk, water, and candy. Is that
it? Milk actually was only was asked for in 1966. What they can have, it started the candy desk in 1965 with Senator George Murphy from California. Is controlled by Pennsylvania. The desk currently has Hershey bars with almonds, Rolo caramels, Milky Ways, Three Musketeer bars, Palmer peanut butter cups, and Goldenberg's peanut chews. You're allowed sparkling and still water. You could have milk, but you're not allowed coffee, and that is just a fact. So
really, that's why somebody was falling asleep. Did you see that picture of Amy Klobuchar falling asleep on her desk?
Why not?
Of course, that's exactly it. All right, get some play from Chad and Rick as we continue. We'll talk a little more about this, but there's certainly a lot of other things that we should spend our time on. Haven't gone through the people list to get to that, too, in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr strongly underscored the religious foundations of America. He said the founders saw religious liberty as the scaffolding on which they hung a free government. Well, Mr. Barr reminds us that free government only works for religious people who know there is a transcendent moral order preceding state or man-made law. He is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own view, but seek to silence the religious voice. Folks, Pacific Justice Institute shares this concern. Become a partner today to help PJI defend the religious voice. Visit PJI.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour. This is this week's overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. For fans of the News Talk format, we have three very recognizable voices along with mine. Chad Benson from KTAR in Phoenix, and also does the mid-morning program on Radio America around the country. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen, host of any number of programs. You can just go to DougSteffen.com. Just look through the list. Help yourself. The people list, I'm going to do this for a minute, and then I want to go into something I'm going to really probe with all three of our panelists, a specific angle on one of the top stories this week. But the people list includes Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, Harvey Weinstein, Greta Thunberg. Is it Thunberg? Am I pronouncing that right?
Thunberg,
right? Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah.
All the candidates are on the list, as you might imagine. Mitch McConnell, is on the list. Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Adam Schiff, and Donald Trump. Okay, so this business of the number four item, climate change, I wonder what you think in terms of a story that hasn't gotten a lot of play because I think of the impeachment. There is a lot of concern among environmentalists. The president has this week ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to change the safeguards that have been in place for a while for streams and wetlands. There is a pro and a con to this. One of the reasons that I was moderately excited about Trump being president because he was going to drain the swamp and get rid of a lot of regulations. Unfortunately, in my mind, he's gotten rid of a lot of the wrong regulations instead of the right ones. And that's my view on it. There were too many from the farmer point of view, because I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster on the farm. Some of the things the EPA wanted to do, like declare a puddle in my driveway a waterway, ridiculous, asinine. The things they've done are craziness. So have they gone too far here? Do we understand what they're suggesting? And is this a boon or a bust? Chad, let's start with you. You have your Phoenix, a lot of farmers out there, a lot of agriculture in Arizona. So any comment, anything from your listeners about this? Do they even realize it's going on?
You know what? Everybody is in the let's see how it actually plays out scenario. You know, mm-hmm. I think a lot of that has to do with, first of all, we're in election year. But secondly, again, whatever happens now, you got to let it play itself out. And I've got several farmers who live around me, and they're like you. You know, I mean, we've had a couple of huge lawsuits here about with the reservation and water that leads to certain places. So there's lawsuit after lawsuit, and the EPA's gotten involved in a lot of different things. And it's, again, a lot of them
who's
say the same thing you said.
Who's suing whom? The state
well, you know,
being sued by farmers or the feds? Who's
you
suing?
Know, it's a lot of, hey, you know that water under your land? Yeah, that's ours, you know? Or it's the Native Americans. Native Americans saying, but well, you guys are taking it. There's a lot of battle that's going on here.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, it's another one of those things where you've got the EPA, but and you know this. I mean, and anybody who's ever been to California, other place, the states have their own thing, way that they do things. So you're navigating so many different things, trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And in many cases, it's just this is why people get frustrated. And I was hoping he would get rid of some regulations,
yeah.
strengthen some other ones, but he seems to just be, well, doing what Trump does.
Yeah, it's here. It's like the machine gun approach. I will tell you, having owned at one point in time 2,000 acres of land in Arizona and understanding how the rainy seasons are there and the general understanding of what a waterway is and what's under the ground, you're right. One of the things I made sure to do when I bought that land was to own the mineral rights or
yep.
whatever rights there were to wonder what's under the land.
And
that's
and a lot of people don't think about it.
That's right. They don't. So that's when the government can come in and steal. And basically, that's what they're doing, is stealing what is really yours. If you own the land on the top of the ground, then you own what's under it, or at least you
yeah.
should.
But people don't understand. You got to own everything, not just
yeah.
what you can see.
Right, exactly. All right, so, Rick, farmers in
yes.
Delaware and the impact of this stream and wetland change, what kind of conversation is about this in your neck of the woods?
I do talk with farmers in southern Delaware, where most of our rich and wonderful farmland really is.
Yeah.
And they also have a wait-and-see attitude about this. They are happy that you're looking at a repeal of Obama's Waters of the United States regulation. They were very, very frustrated by that for the reasons you
yeah,
guys have discussed.
Yeah,
and they're looking at a wait-and-see. They're also concerned about, well, how long will this one last?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before it gets changed by another politico.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, what's your read on this?
I always have concerns when we hear about something like this, when it's being done for a particular particular group of people. I suspect that this is not good. I just suspect it's not good. I'm concerned.
Not good for whom? In general, it's not good for anybody?
I don't like rivers and streams being messed with,
well,
basically.
You know, that's a broad stroke. rivers and streams being messed with. The rivers and streams have been messed with for as long as we've had rivers and streams.
They have.
One of the things that the farmers were accused of polluting rivers and streams, that's one of the reasons farmers think this is important, because farmers weren't doing this. It's the crap that they put on from Monsanto and some of these other companies, but mostly Monsanto, that runs off during bad weather months, or if there's heavy rain, into the, well, the farmers, even though they may have applied it, they, frankly, I suppose you can't plead ignorance, because ignorance, what they say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. But there are many things that are in the Roundup and some of these other things that Monsanto is having farmers use or selling to farmers. Farmers don't really know what's in it. And until it gets in and you see the fish turn green, you don't really know what to expect either. So there's a lot to all of this, a lot more than is discussed, frankly. I think it deserves a little more attention, but we're not giving it because we're too busy, you know, watching these
Democrats
and Republicans.
We can only handle one story at a time, apparently, which is such rubbish because we can handle more than one story and we're rarely given the opportunity to. And it's just so condescending.
All right. So, Chad, you're new to the fold here. Give us a little insight as to how you run your national program versus the local program. Are the issues the same? Conversations the same? And if you want to take some of the issues, a couple of the stories this week, and use them as examples, I think people would be interested because they don't. We all know Rick from having been here for quite a long time in Victoria, but we don't really know you.
You know, a little bit more broad, obviously, on my national show. We get a little bit more local, really local. We're a little bit hyper-focused at times locally here. And this week, you know, like on my national show, I'm hitting impeachment, you know, once every segment, every other segment yesterday. But, I mean, not hitting that hard like a lot of others are, just because I find it, you know, they're just retelling the story they've been telling for the last several months. We're not learning anything new.
Nothing.
So
right.
This hasn't been anything too exciting. So we're not hitting it that hard. But like my local this week, we've had a horrific story out here where a mother killed her three kids. And that's been a huge story out here. She just moved out here, and she smothered all three kids while the aunt and the father were home. Nobody knew what was going on. And that has been a massive story. And that became a national story, too. It was on front, you know.
I know, I looked at that, and I just decided I didn't want to. We didn't talk about it because I didn't want to. I don't know what do you gain out of telling stories like that? That's the thing. And this is not critical about you. I just am asking the audience.
Let me tell you something. Here's the thing. I've joined with a partner here who's been in this market for a very long time. We partnered up. And he likes to be a little bit more hyper-focused than I do. I didn't want to cover it as much as he did. And sometimes I think we can become too focused on some of the local stuff that gets into kind of the weeds and the minutia. And, come on, Doug, you know me, man. I'm about, let's have some fun. Let's goof around. Right. And it got a little, you know, sometimes it's tough.
That's why you and I together doing a program would be dangerous because all we do is screw off all the
time.
Off
the air, you're cracking jokes. We're like, that's probably something you'd get in trouble for.
Yeah. Well, no, I did it on the air. I didn't even keep it off of the air.
Oh, good. So good. So this is your last week doing the show.
Yeah. Next week you'll be the host of this program. Yeah. All right. So let's spend a little time, if you will, on Davos. What did Victoria? I'm going to go to you. What do you think came out of that? And what do people want to know, or do they even care about this another meeting of the G8 or 9 or 10 or whatever? How many numbers there are there?
Davos is talking about climate. It's a big issue, and it's the biggest issue for business and finance leaders around the world. Mm-hmm. Climate is got the highest degree of public pressure on corporations by policymakers, journalists, and activists, according to an analysis of 6 million tweets by High Lantern Group, which is an analyzing group. Axios has exclusively reported on this. Climate mentions rose 77% over 2018. And so what's happening is that...
Hold on a minute. Say that again.
Climate mentions rose 77%
in
2018.
In news coverage, you mean, or in general?
In tweets by policymakers and all kinds of people. So what's happening is that the biggest economic institutions have started advocating for policies cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Now, we're talking about the Bank for International Settlements, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, major central banks, the IMF. So the Bank for International Settlements, which is the central bank for central banks, who knew, said in a research paper on Monday that climate change could cause potentially extremely financially disruptive events that could be behind the next systemic financial crisis. Now, whoever's causing it, who cares, they're getting worried because they're worried about the money.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think that's pretty much the bottom line of most every issue. We'll continue in a moment with a couple of final comments from our panel. If you're trying to lose weight, the only thing standing between you and your goal is the story that you tell yourself as to why you can't lose the weight. Do you have a goal in mind? Do you have a story? Or are you just on the bandwagon because you think, oh, well, my wife says or my husband says I got to lose some weight. Or my friends say I'm getting a little heavy there. No, that's not. You got to motivate yourself or this isn't going to work. And the way to do it is to see how well other people have done. That's what happens if you go to Calitren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitren.com, or you go to Facebook. You can do Facebook.com/Calitren and see the benefits of using this product. Main ingredient is collagen protein and aloe vera, put together by three nurses who worked in a hospital, and they saw people coming in over and over again who were in trouble. They got sick because they were on the wrong weight loss programs. Calitren does it all, and I mean that literally. It does do it all. You don't have to do anything except take four capsules every night before you go to bed, eat a decent diet, get a little exercise, and in 4 or 5 months you'll not only have taken the weight off, but you will keep it off. That's the secret, keeping the weight off. Go to Calitren.com, please. Use the DJV code. Get discounts on every bottle of Calitren. $10 off each bottle, as a matter of fact. If you buy more than three, the fourth bottle is free. That's the DJV code, helping you lose weight at Calitren.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the charts. Sometimes I don't stick to the story list, so I give you this information so that you know what the list is, specifically done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10 this week on the story list, Megxit, the story of, obviously, Duchess Meghan. Harvey Weinstein's at number 9 in his trial. Number 8, healthcare, well, the reforms being instituted by the administration, healthcare and immigration. Number 7, race relations. Number 6, the economy and some of our big problems with some of our big corporations. Number 5, tensions with Iran continuing. Number 4, climate change summit at Davos. Number 3, the virus coming from China and our relationship with the Chinese in general. Presidential race number 2, and at number 1, as it has been for the last month or so, certainly will continue probably for a while, is the impeachment. That's the scoop.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. With 120,000 Americans on the organ transplant waiting list, surgeon Charles Rosen says the shortage of donors creates a harsh reality.
1 out of 5 to 1 out of 4 of the people that I meet with will never get a liver.
Even more patients would die if not for living donors. They contribute about 1/5 of transplanted organs, such as part of the liver or a kidney, which 4 out of 5 people on the waiting list need. Dr. Rosen says kidneys from living donors function better, last longer, and can eliminate long difficult waits,
which may be 5 to 7 years in many parts of the country, during which time a patient has to be on dialysis, which may be 3 to 4 hours a session, 3 to 4 times per week.
Living donors must be at least 18 years old, in good mental and physical health, with no alcohol or substance abuse problems. While family members often provide the best tissue match, 1 in 4 living donors are not biologically related. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitren has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight.
Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. All right, on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine, the research of the folks that are there, on the list at number 10, combined Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, and also we have to put another important Britisher, Terry Jones, passing away. Harvey Weinstein's at number 9, young Greta Thunberg, I'm not sure how to pronounce, I think it's Thunberg, at number 8. Michael Bloomberg is at 7, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton tied for number 6. Mitch McConnell and the leadership of the Republican Party is how they're managing the trial in the Senate, number 5. Nancy Pelosi, number 4. Joe Biden, interestingly enough, is maintaining his post as number 1 candidate, at least at the moment, for the Democrats. So he's there. Adam Schiff, and he's droning on at the impeachment trial. Let's put him in the number 2 position, and number 1, Donald Trump, the President of the United States. Donald J. Trump, the Donald. That's the list. You got it all down? You'll be tested on it next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Redding's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45 live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for our weekly rundown of the top 5 items in the world of technology on Tech Talk. Victoria Keeman is here to do the honors. I'll set it up for you. You hit the home run, Victoria, all right?
Okay.
Number 5 to number 1. First one has to do with the Disney country. Good. Well, it is. It almost is. The Disney country.
I would love to live in Disneyland, like
Disneyland,
its own country. Wouldn't that be so nice?
And very cool.
No politics and no anger, and it's just the happiest place on earth.
Happiest place on earth.
Probably coronavirus, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, they're not happy about what's going on with these baby Yoda toys. So what are they doing?
Yeah, so if you are in the market for a Baby Yoda stuff, you might as well buy it as fast as you possibly can, because Disney is on an all-out witch hunt to track down everybody who's doing anything associated with Baby Yoda. That, of course, is the character. It's not really Baby Yoda. It's just sort of been dubbed that by popular, you know, opinion. But that's from the Star Wars-inspired series, ugly. The Mandalorian. His name officially is the Child on the series, but he's so cute. It's like take Yoda and take the cuteness is on steroids. He's adorable. But so Disney has demanded that Etsy especially remove all the items depicting Baby Yoda, and they of course they're releasing their own line of Baby Yoda dolls. The reason that they didn't do it at first is because they didn't want to spoil the series. People didn't know that there was this Baby Yoda-like character in The Mandalorian until a few episodes into it, and so Disney said they didn't want to rush any of these products to the market because it would spoil part of the series, which it would have. So now they're trying to play catch-up, and everybody else got ahead, and you can find right now Baby Yoda socks from Disney for $17, a sweatshirt's $35, t-shirts are $25, so Baby Yoda coffee mugs, all kinds of stuff is rolling out officially from Disney, but if you're on Etsy, you might as well buy up all the products you can, because they're going to be gone soon.
Number four, Mike Bloomberg says breaking up the tech companies isn't the right thing to be thinking. It's not the way to fix the problem, right?
Yep, Mike Bloomberg, of course, running for president in 2020, he has been the only Democratic candidate who's actually met with a lot of the CEOs in Silicon Valley. The other Democrats have kind of shunned all of those big companies, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram, all those big tech companies. And so Mike Bloomberg went headfirst in, had a big summit, and basically came out saying that when Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, especially Elizabeth Warren, says that she wants to just break up all these big tech companies, he said that's not the answer. And he said just to be nasty is not the answer. And he said you have to have a good reason for breaking these companies up and how it would work. And he said he just isn't hearing that from anybody. He, like Joe Biden, is in favor of reviewing Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is actually an internet law that protects social media companies from being liable for the content posted on their platforms. I suspect moving forward in 2020 to 2021, we will see a repeal of Section 230 to make at least to have Facebook and these other social media platforms have some responsibility for what they're posting. But other than that, Mike Bloomberg says breaking up all these companies is not the answer.
Number three, as we head toward number one, the Smile Direct Club using non-disclosure agreements to kill the bad reviews that they're
doing. Yeah. If you're thinking about Smile Direct Club, these are the 3D-printed teeth aligners. They're a lot cheaper than braces. They're also cheaper than Invisalign. Just be careful of what you're getting into, because they get a lot of bad reviews, and a lot of people have even said they've had to go to a dentist to correct what the 3D-printed aligners from Smile Direct have done. They've done damage. So just be very careful, and just know they are making people sign non-disclosure agreements so that you can't post any negative reviews online. That's got to be a pretty big red flag right there.
Time to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Number two, AirPods Pro. The people who have them don't like what they're experiencing, it looks like.
Right. So if you are an owner of the new AirPods Pro from Apple, one of the big features of these new AirPods is that they have noise cancellation, just like Bose has been doing for a long time. Bose was really the first one out of the gate. Sony has similar ones. However, with every firmware update, the AirPods Pro, people are complaining that the noise cancellation is getting worse and worse. So if you have these AirPods, I would actually just say at this point, return them, because they're going to have to put out an next gen. Right now, there's nothing else they can do to fix them. I would say return them. If you got them for Christmas, they might still be under warranty. Take them back, get something else, and just wait it out for the next gen.
Number one, the Razor's back.
Yes, the Motorola's foldable Razr is going to launch on February 6th. It's a hefty price tag, $1,500. Pre-orders start on January 26th. And, you know, this is an entire Razr screen. It's one screen without hinges. The whole thing folds in half. If the rumors are true, then Samsung is also going to announce their foldable. That's going to be out on February 11th.
All right, there it is. List of the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria and Doug, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Go to readingcivic.com where you can sign up and become a friend of the Civic for just $100. You can pre-purchase tickets before the general public, get two free drinks at the River Rock Cafe, and have ticket exchange privileges. If you're looking to be informed about some of the best concerts and events in the North State, go to readingcivic.com.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Board. Basketball Hall of Famer David Robinson, who faced Bryant many times when he played with the Spurs, says Bryant was a phenomenal player.
I played with some of the greatest athletes in the history of this sport, and Kobe brought everything to the table you would want to bring when it comes to competitiveness and work ethic and intelligence. And, I mean, he was the epitome of a player. So, they don't come along very often like Kobe. No, very, very rare.
Bryant came out of high school into the NBA, was an 18-time NBA All-Star with 5 championship rings during a 20-year career with the Lakers. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in Washington this evening, vowing to make history as he prepared to meet President Trump for the unveiling of the administration's much-anticipated plan to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. President Trump's defense lawyers say Saturday's 2-hour session in the Senate was just a preview of what they'll be doing this week in defense of the president in his impeachment trial. On ABC's This Week, Republican Senator James Lankford says so far the trial's shown that the House failed in its investigation.
It looks like they're asking the Senate to go be special counsel, go search, go seek out. That's not really the task of the Senate. The task of the Senate is to hear the trial. The House is the one that's actually gathering the information for impeachment, so we're acting on what they're sending us.
China is extending its Lunar New Year holiday 3 more days to discourage people from traveling as it tries to contain the spread of the viral illness that has caused 80 deaths. National Health Commission says 2,744 cases have been confirmed by midnight on Sunday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Fasting Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Two newcomers failed to shake up the box office ranking this weekend, try as they might. Correspondent Ben Thomas has this report on the movies. He's in the lobby.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are getting lots of laughs and filling lots of seats in theaters.
How deep you think you got in his soul?
Bad Boys for Life is number one at the box office for a second weekend, adding an estimated $34 million to its earnings. 1917 climbs up to second, while the widely scorned Doolittle drops to third.
Now, I can't be specific about the heroes and zeros.
Reviews for The Gentlemen weren't quite as bad, but the box office was worse.
Lovely.
The Honor Among Thieves caper could only manage fourth in its debut, while The Fright Flicks Returning didn't make the top 5, opening at number 6. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can always check out more breaking news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. California Democratic leaders are up in arms over the Trump administration's threat to cut federal health care funding in a dispute over abortion.
On Friday, the Health and Human Services Department gave California 30 days to comply with a federal law known as the Weldon Amendment. That law bars federal health care funding from states that practice discrimination against a health care organization on the basis that it does not provide coverage of abortions. HHS says California is violating that restriction by requiring insurance plans to cover abortions. Upon receiving the notice, the state's Democratic leaders were defiant, with the governor accusing President Trump of taking tens of billions of dollars from kids, seniors, the poor, and the sick. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The average price of a gallon of gas dropping 4 cents over the past 2 weeks, $2.60 on average. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price is due to a drop in crude oil costs. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Cash balance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison to go over the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of January 20th to the 24th. Lots of things are brewing. The old, I get a kick out of it. I heard somebody, there's three or four really good talk radio stations here in Los Angeles, Michael. And I actually heard somebody say that because of the impeachment, it was a slow week in terms of conversation. They couldn't find anything else to talk about. And I just think, if you have if you're a talk radio personality and you have a rich life on your own, you're always going to have lots of things to talk about because there's so many fascinating things that don't necessarily have to be all about politics. You agree?
To a degree. I think that we have to remain mindful of the idea that the show is about news and politics. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to necessarily follow the cookie cutter of what everybody else is saying. So, and good talk show hosts do bring elements of their own interests and their own lives to the show. But I do think though you gotta play the hits. You gotta deal with the topics that are in the news and give views and let people talk about it. Have guests and callers. I mean, that's the format. That's what people expect.
Yep, it is. All right, so let's go through the list, and I'm gonna get from you as if you were running a talk radio program what you would say about some of these various things. We have the opportunity to not only have you because you're running Talkers Magazine, but you do a lot of talk radio yourself. So it brings another degree of credibility, if you will, to these conversations. At least I think it does.
No, thank you. And here are the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research of Talkers, in terms of how these stories have played out on the airwaves of America. At number 10, we're still talking about Megxit and the death of Monty Python founder and driving force, Terry Jones. He died at 77 years of age. At number 9, we have the Harvey Weinstein trial in New York, and that ties in with the Me Too movement, both of which are at number 9. At number 8, we have a tie between health care reform and immigration reform. At number 7, race relations, tied with the fact that it seems like forever ago, but Monday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and that prompts a lot of discussion about the history of the civil rights movement. And, of course, race relations is always a topic of conversation, particularly in a presidential election year. At number 6, we have the economy, and we have the problems that Boeing is facing with the production of their 737 MAX, and homelessness, which you and I talked about last week, all kind of tied in at number 6. At number 5, we have U.S.-Iran tensions, and we have conversation about U.S. foreign wars in general. We're not out of the woods yet in terms of our relationship with Iran and the danger it presents. At number 4, the Davos 2020 conference, the World Economic Summit in Switzerland, and it focused heavily on climate change. So we have the summit and we have climate change tied at number 4. Now it's getting really interesting. At number 3, the Wuhan coronavirus, and that's tied with U.S.-China relations. We have a new boogie virus, if you will, in the closet of our fears, and that's one of the hottest topics on radio at the moment. Number 2, of course, the presidential race. And number 1, the compelling story of changes in the history of daytime television, the impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate. You want to hear the people?
I would love to hear the people.
Here are the people. At number 10, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan.
You want to do that again?
I will not. I almost withdrew it halfway through.
No, it's fine.
We have Prince Harry, Duchess Meghan, whatever they call these people today, and, of course, Terry Jones at number 10. Harvey Weinstein at 9, Greta Thunberg at 8, at number 7, Mike Bloomberg and Pete Buttigieg, at number 6, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, yeah, she's in there, at number 5, she's certainly
small Pete, but she's been sticking them in her mouth pretty regularly here.
Well, you know, it's an interesting ongoing saga, the story of Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell is at 5. Nancy Pelosi is at 4. Joe Biden is at 3. Adam Schiff is at 2. And number 1 is Donald Trump. And that's a kind of a rough sketch of how it's played out in terms of conversation on the radio.
Let's go back to Hillary for a minute. You'll notice that Bill has been very quiet. Right? Through all. Have you heard anything? Have you heard Clinton say anything about any of these candidates?
Not
at
really.
All?
You're right. You're right. Yeah. He has taken a back seat.
Yeah. And you haven't heard Obama really say anything about the candidates. You never hear George Bush talk about Trump because they hate each other. So, you look at the dynamics here of some of these characters that are running. And it becomes, a lot of people aren't finding any amusement, and I'm finding some of this stuff pretty amusing.
Former presidents historically have kept out of it. You know, mm-hmm. especially presidents who've had 2 terms. You know, it's like, why do they need to get involved in controversy and mudslinging and insults? And, you know, they've done their tour of duty. They move on.
So why do you think Hillary hasn't moved on?
Well, she wasn't president. Hillary hasn't moved on because she hasn't decided she's not going to be president. Hillary still wants to be president.
Do you think she's a wild card along with Bloomberg at the convention, Democratic convention, because they're going to have a problem? You know what? You can see it. You can smell it coming.
I don't think so. That everybody's a wild card. But I don't think Hillary and Bloomberg will be wild cards. And if either is, it'll more likely be Bloomberg than Hillary.
Right. Hillary's just not popular anymore. People tell her, go away. Go sit down. Go be quiet. Do whatever it is that you do. If she'd written another book, she's usually pretty good at writing books, stories about. And people, I think people want to know about her. Even if she's not a popular candidate, she's still a popular personality. She's a lightning rod. Isn't she one of those people that
No question. She's a major name, and I wouldn't count anybody out to be president someday.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, so we see how that all shakes out. I want to talk
with you in a matter of we got to talk about Terry Jones and Eric Idle and all that bunch. That's such a great there's such a great history there. Meanwhile, question time: are your credit card bills stressing you out? Are you and your family worried? Call the Credit Card Debt Hotline. Call them now. Learn how to reduce your payments to a fraction of what you owe. The free advice is at the other end of 800-560-6760. Let me repeat that number. 800-560-6760. Credit card stress. Really obnoxious, especially after the holidays. So let's see what we can do about it. How can we help you out? How can you reduce your payments? Call 800-560-6760. This is not a throwaway bit of advice. This is really important stuff for almost every American. You can use the services of Credit Card Debt Hotline, 800-560-6760.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Continuing on now with our focus of what's happening in the news talk radio world, as Michael pointed out so correctly, it's all about politics often, the personalities of politics, what's in the news. The passing of Terry Jones gives us an opportunity to have a memory or two or three or four of just that troupe together, the movies they did, the albums they did. I will never, ever, ever forget having Eric Idle in the studio with me here in Los Angeles about, I don't know, maybe 8-9 years ago. He was available, and somehow or other he got a hold of my number, and he came up to the studio with his guitar, and he spent 3 hours in the studio with me as sort of a co-host. I've been challenged to laugh any harder than I did, both on the air and off the air, and you had to bleep half of what he did. But he so typifies, as did Terry Jones and all these other people that were starting. That was just fun, don't you? I mean, when you think about it, did we grow up on that stuff, and is it a different kind of fun than people have today?
I think it's very much a source of inspiration for comedy today, although comedy today is crippled by political correctness, so maybe comedy yesterday. You got to remember, Monty Python was a long time ago, and it was very, very, very influential. And of course, the members of Monty Python have gone on to solo careers in the film business and in other areas of comedy. But basically, the original Monty Python were sort of the Beatles of comedy. They were ensemble.
Wow, what a great way of putting it. What a great way of putting it. The Beatles of comedy. That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, they were a group. Each one played a role. No one was the star. Right. They all brought something else to it. They were quirky. They were groundbreaking. Terry Jones was sort of the film genius. He was a director and a writer. He was kind of a scholar. I think he went to Oxford.
Kind of like Mel Brooks, you think?
In many ways, the only thing that I would say, you know, that they're not the Beatles of comedy, but even though they are, because they're British and they're a group, was the Mel Brooks gang: Carl Reiner, Sid Caesar, Mel Brooks. That crowd were very influential in terms of comedy that came. Of course, those guys started in the 50s, and Monty Python started...
Norman Lear, you think?
Yeah, but I'm talking, you know, Imogene Coca. Do you remember her?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
You know, But that
dating
that
ourselves?
We're dating ourselves, but, you know, not necessarily, because this is history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny how we live in an era where you have to worry about dating yourself if you happen to know history.
Yeah, isn't that awful?
It is awful.
Crazy. To apologize
right,
for something
exactly.
that really is a part of the lexicon of our lives.
Drives me crazy, you know.
Yeah, it does me too. Yeah.
But
what I should stop? I do that. Well, you know, I'm on my DJV program, has three younger women on the air with me. And oftentimes, I mean, I may come up with some quirky bit or something I'll say that they will either on the air tease me about it, or they'll off the air say, oh, why'd you say that? That was terrible. You can't say that on the air.
I don't believe anyone should be ashamed of their age because of some kind of a demographic target audience thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly don't think anyone should be ashamed of the knowledge they have of the past.
So that's the Terry Jones story. What a sad thing. Harvey Weinstein in that trial, number 9 this week, on the overview. Let's talk about that in a minute and find out what, in the context of presidential politics and the impeachment, and also the discussion about the virus, how does that have relativity? That's and also, I think we're going to talk a little about Martin Luther King Day as well. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur? Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available, and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information, or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're working through some of the stories
and the names, the people who are a part of this. Harvey Weinstein's name is in both categories, the story category and the people category. Just when you think you couldn't get any lower, another story comes out about this guy who is almost subhuman in my reference to him. What do you think?
I try not to, you know, try people in the court of public opinion. So,
okay.
You know, yeah, if in fact he is guilty of all of the crimes that he's accused of, yeah, then he is subhuman, or maybe that's just one of the manifestations of humanity. I often wonder, you know, how...
All right, you bring up
much,
something... Yeah. You bring up something, excuse me for a second, because this is very important. We're focused on the news, i.e. news talk radio, and that's what the countdown is all about. So the news media has convicted Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
And as we talk about this, you just said something, whether you got it or whether you knew it or not, it was very poignant because we have convicted him, and we've convicted him based on what the news media keeps hammering away at with regard to him and his so-called exploits.
Correct. And the Me Too movement also ties into that. I mean, some people now believe that anything a woman says is correct and anything a man says is a lie. Now, I'm being extreme in that. But that's even come up in the discussion between the brouhaha between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. You know, how dare him say she's not telling the truth? She's a woman. You know, what?
Yeah.
What kind of reasoning is that? And I certainly wouldn't think that women would want that type of a pass on everything because they're a woman. But that's neither here nor there. In terms of the Harvey Weinstein trial, we have got to be very careful about the American tenet that you're innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, as opposed to the court of public opinion, which is, you know, how we've had lynchings and we've had mob trials and not really a lot of thought and hearsay. And we don't know for sure. Now, in this case, it's probably true, just as it was probably true with Bill Cosby. And, you know, let's face it, we do have a free press, and that's what they're there for. But we should always be careful not to you know, shut the lid on it. You know, and make pronouncements until somebody's had their day in court, because
right,
that could lead to is, you know, injustice on a terrible level.
Let's apply that to Martin Luther King, his life, his work, and the holiday that is named after him, and our focus on race in our country today. A lot of news media, depending on where in the country you were, tried to discredit Martin Luther King because of what he was doing by talking about some of the seamier sides of his life. I don't know that comes up much anymore on his the day that he's honored, but that's another example of the news media.
Yeah, well, we're too busy talking about the seamier sides of current day figures' lives. So, you know, if we go back to the past, I'm sure there's plenty they could say about everybody from Martin Luther King all the way back to George Washington and prior to that. That's
but
another issue.
Held, but white people are held to a different standard than black people. LBJ, who was a contemporary Martin Luther King's, was a notorious womanizer. Never, and so was JFK. And they never, that was never covered. They were never, but if Martin Luther King was seen with another woman, he became a womanizer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? And
well, there's always
double
been,
standard?
I don't know if it's a double standard between white and black. Let's just say that there's a revolving standard when it comes to seeking victory at the expense of truth. Some people are smeared and others are given a pass for whatever reason, but it's not fair.
Michael and Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. while. Power swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Winter wind and cold can wreak havoc on your skin, making it dry and uncomfortable. But using a 24-hour moisturizing body lotion every morning can be an effective way to help keep your skin healthy throughout the season.
One way to combat winter dryness is to apply a moisturizer right after you get out of the shower when your skin is still damp. This also helps to lock in hydration. I recommend using moisturizing products that are gentle, long-lasting, allergen-free, and less likely to irritate your skin.
For more information, go to RemedyDerm.com. Available at Amazon and select CVS stores.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our focus on News Talk Radio and the news talk media, if you will. Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. All of these stories are imprinted in the dialogue that's there. I don't know, you can't talk about what's either on a piece of paper or in print on a blog or a website.
I ignore that. To me, I just use the terms interchangeably, you know, because we're at a transitional period between the 20th century and the 21st century. Mm-hmm. So people know, you know, print means you read it. It doesn't matter if you're reading it on a screen or you're reading it on paper, you know. Mm-hmm. Print means, you know, it's text, it's read.
Yep. So this week, as we look at the stories, certainly the impeachment and how it is impacting the presidential race, I think that's I don't know if that's being discussed enough. Don't you think that the presidential race is being influenced by the impeachment trial?
Well,
and the
both sides are using it to influence the election. I think that, you know, the Trump side is using it as an opportunity to you know, bring doubt about the credibility of Joe Biden. I mean, whether or not the Ukrainians ever launched an investigation is irrelevant. People are learning about Hunter Biden, and that's coming out. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, whether President Trump gets ousted or not, which he probably won't, but who knows, people are learning more and more about him. So both sides are using
this. So does this hurt him if people who are on the fence, who may have voted for him before, but they see he has warts and moles, do you think this hurts him and helps a potential Democratic candidate?
I think that it can, but I don't know if it is. I think there's the potential for everything coming out of this trial and coming out of the impeachment to have an impact on the election. But which side will gain or lose by that impact, I haven't figured it out yet.
You know, one of the things that I talked about this week on the DJV program was how divided the country is, and I was comparing it to the Civil War, frankly. I think that it's that serious in some respects. But you look at the parties themselves, there's not a huge divide in the Republican Party. There's a divide, but it certainly isn't as wide as the divide in the Democratic Party. And yet they don't seem to see that that is a distraction, or it is a way that they could, you know, they're so eager to get Trump out of office, but they don't know who they want to put
It's interesting. In modern history, you know, let's go back to, say, Woodrow Wilson, okay? Mm-hmm. Modern history, meaning the 20th and 21st centuries. The Democratic Party has always been considered to be the more unwieldy party, the more unruly party, the more diverse party, and their primaries or their conventions have always been more heated than necessarily the Republicans, which are a bit more unified in terms of the basic tenets of what the Republican Party in the modern era are about, you know, smaller government, bigger business, things of that nature. So I don't think it's that unusual. The Republican Party is extremely unified now behind Trump. He took over the party. 4 years ago, it was whether you like Trump or not. That was the big divide in the Republican Party. But he owns that party, lock, stock, and barrel, whereas the Democrats are still true to their tradition, arguing about, you know, whether they're far to the left or more to the center, and they have a variety of candidates, and they're trying to figure it out. That's sort of the way it's been historically.
You find it fascinating. How did he do it? Is it just his personality that he's so dominant, and he's so strong, he's so controlling? Is it him and just him that has taken over the Republican Party? Is it that direct and that defined?
I think that he has a certain personality type that has, you know, kind of authoritarian tendencies, and I think he's intimidated. I think he's intimidated all of these slimy politicians into, because you know, I haven't forgotten what a lot of these people were saying about Trump before he became so powerful.
Yeah,
not only in terms of politicians, but some of our friends in the talk radio business. And then all of a sudden they all started to, you know, wilt.
Get in line.
A lot of cowards out there, and a lot of hypocrisy. That's not to say whether I think that Trump is good or bad, but I'm answering your question. Yeah, he's a threatening figure, and they're scared to death of him.
Yeah. There's a lot of fear-based thinking going on here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No question. Well, I mean, you know, we live in the radio business. I mean, I talk about some of our brother in the radio business, news talk hosts, who don't dare. Look what happened to Michael Medved when he went off the reservation. That was the end of his tenure on the radio.
Well, yeah, because pro-Trumpism has become sort of a radio format. It's like, what format are you? We play modern country. What do you play? We love Trump. it's a format. It's targeting.
The great things about me being in Los Angeles during the winter is I actually get to listen to talk radio. The talk radio is pretty good here in L.A., KFI, KRLA. KBC and the station which carries all of the premier syndicated hosts. I can't remember what the call letters are for, but it's very interesting to listen around.
KTLK or something.
KTLK. I think you're right about that. Yeah. So I've been listening to Ben Shapiro. I really never listened to him before. Mm-hmm. And I find, even though I may not go for his shtick, I go for a shtick, but I don't go for necessarily the conversation behind the stick. But he's very well spoken, and he spent so much time talking about Michael Bloomberg this week. It said something to me, and I said something on the air. He spent 14 minutes talking about Michael Bloomberg the other day, and that to me tells me that the Trumpsters, whether they're actively doing it or acknowledging it, instead of looking over their shoulder at Joe Biden, they're looking over their shoulder at Michael Bloomberg. I thought it was, and his analysis was pretty good, actually, under the circumstances. So maybe we'll dig into that a little bit here as we continue on our talk radio review. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with a thought about how healthy you are or you aren't. Are you looking forward to losing a lot of weight? Maybe you're going, are you going to spring break, taking your family down to the warm weather for a while? Maybe down to Jupiter Beach in Florida, Michael. How about that? Look at the beach there and look at all the people that are on the weight loss programs that there are. I'll tell you, there's nothing better than Calitrin when it comes to losing weight because it's so healthy. It's all natural. Collagen, protein, and aloe vera, basically the two main ingredients. You take this 4 capsules every night before you go to bed and you're guaranteed to lose it. They have an 86% success rate, for God's sakes. Can you imagine any other weight loss program that guarantees you will lose the weight and keep it off and has an 86% success rate? They've been in business for 23, 24 years. 3 nurses got together, came up with a formula, and now it's being used all around the world. Calitrin.com. Find out how it'll work for you. And, again, working for you means it helps you lose the weight and keep it off. That's something no other product can actually stand behind. Calitrin.com. You use the special DJV code. Check the box for DJV. And, in fact, you'll get discounts on every bottle you buy. $10, in fact, off each bottle. If you buy more than 3, you get a free bottle with the 4th one. Calitrin. That's the healthy way to lose weight. And this is the place to get it. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the discount code DJV. Save money on every bottle. And get a free bottle, in fact. Lose that weight and keep it off with Calitrin. All right, on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine, the research of the folks that are there, on the list at number 10, combined Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, and also we have to put another important Britisher, Terry Jones, passing away. Harvey Weinstein's at number 9, young Greta Thunberg, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, I think it's Thunberg, at number 8. Michael Bloomberg is at 7, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton tied for number 6. Mitch McConnell and the leadership of the Republican Party is how they're managing the trial in the Senate, number 5. Nancy Pelosi, number 4. Joe Biden, interestingly enough, is maintaining his post as number 1 candidate, at least at the moment, for the Democrats. So he's there. Adam Schiff and his droning on at the impeachment trial. Let's put him in the number 2 position and number 1, Donald Trump, the President of the United States. Donald J. Trump, the Donald. That's the list. You got it all down? You'll be tested on it next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
I'm now focused on your health, your well-being. I would like you all, as you think about losing weight, going on a diet, going on an exercise program, to please think responsibly, to get healthy the right way. What do you find people react to most positively of all of the benefits of using Calitrin?
Well, you know, aside from weight loss, it is collagen, which helps you sleep more soundly. So we have a lot of people that take it for the better sleep, for the arthritis, for the joint pain. There are so many benefits other than just your weight loss.
Well, that's it. The main thing that we, especially this time of year that we talk about, is losing the weight and keeping it off. Free bottle, you get discounts on every bottle, $10 off, and you get a free bottle if you buy 3. So you're actually getting
right.
4 for the price of 3 and $10 off. That's the deal from Calitrin. The way to safely lose weight as you go into the new year. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the chart. Sometimes I don't stick to the story list, so I give you this information so that you know what the list is, specifically done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10 this week on the story list, Megxit, the story of, obviously, Duchess Meghan. Harvey Weinstein's at number 9 in his trial. Number 8, healthcare, the reforms being instituted by the administration, healthcare and immigration. Number 7, race relations. Number 6, the economy and some of our big problems with some of our big corporations. Number 5, tensions with Iran continuing. Number 4, climate change summit at Davos. Number 3, the virus coming from China and our relationship with the Chinese in general. Presidential race number 2, and at number 1, as it has been for the last month or so, certainly will continue probably for a while, is the impeachment. That's the scoop. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The business of what, in fact, is the reality on some of these news talk stations and keeping up with the Joneses, if you will. I guess that's the way of doing it. You're going to keep up. You don't dare get off of it because somebody's liable to you lose a listener. Okay, we're not going to talk about Trump, so we may lose that listener. We've got to stay talking about Trump. But maybe the business about the impeachment and what's gone on with the wall-to-wall coverage, you see the ratings on the television they had the first day. All the networks were watching or had it on, and I don't know, 80 million people watched it or something, and then the second day it was down to practically nothing. There were 4,000 people watching for an hour on C-SPAN. So I'm wondering, is there, not a danger, but what do we risk by putting all our eggs in one basket, no matter what the egg is, Michael?
Well, yeah, you risk having the wrong egg. And that's why there are leaders and followers in any field. And there are some people that have that instinct to say, you know, enough about this. Let's move on to something else. Sometimes it's just self-evident. A new story will come up and boom, you just know that's the hot story. But in stories that are ongoing and ongoing and ongoing and the debate remains the same and minds are not changing, eventually the leaders, the ones that march to the beat of their own drum based on their own instincts, stop talking about it, and then the others follow. That's why we have this survey. The survey is a guidepost to people in the industry to see where they fit in what's being talked about. Not everybody has the conviction of their own observations to say, I've had enough of that. They worry that someone else will be taking their lunch. So it's a matter of different people or different levels of leadership within a scene.
Give us a little insight, because you're the country's foremost expert in news talk radio. You just said something that made me think about program directors that I've worked for in the past, whether program directors that carry this program or program directors I've worked for individually. You've worked for some interesting program directors. Do they tell the audience how program directors react or interact with hosts these days? Do they tell them what to talk about, or is it up to the host?
There's far less conversation between program directors and hosts as there was back in the day, because radio has become extremely corporate, and the program directors have more work than they can handle. Whereas at one time they might have been very responsible for what's on the air at one station, now the average program director might be dealing with three or four stations. And because it's very corporate, I have found, this is my own opinion, that the corporate managers are prone to give less feedback to people who work for them on the air, because they don't want to be held responsible in terms of labor practices for encouraging somebody and then having to fire them. do you remember the old pink slip thing, you know, where we have to put this in your file, Doug, because
Friday morning,
and if you were told, oh, everything is good, the monthly evaluations and all that type of thing that exist in business, well, if they tell you that you're doing good and then they fire you, they better have a good reason, or you can say you misled me. So there's such a tension from a legal standpoint between management and employees. Because, yeah, folks listening to this, radio is just a job in a place where there are bosses, and it's a money-making business. You know, it's not show business and magic. It's just business. They sometimes don't give you any feedback whatsoever.
Yeah.
And if they like you, they keep you. If not, they get rid of you, and nothing is said.
The Michael Harrison interview this week, featuring a radio personality that's on WOR in New York. Tell us about Michael. It's Rydell, right? I think I met
him. It's actually Michael Riedel. Michael Riedel is a longtime New York Post and New York Daily News Broadway critic. Broadway guy. He's written a book, one of the definitive books about Broadway, and he's also now a news talk commentator and a bright guy who brings a very fresh perspective to the airwaves.
Isn't that what we need?
Of course.
Yeah, we need that sort of thing. All right. So we find this either at talkers.com or mhinterview.com.
Correct.
The conversation this week. Michael Harrison here on this week's edition of the News Talk Radio Overview. We call it the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Redding's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45 live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get our 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with our focus on the legalities of some of the stories, the nuance of the legal interpretation. What happens if? That's sometimes the question I ask to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here, attorney at law, professor at Bentley University, author of a lot of books on scams, insight into how you protect yourself. This guy is a renaissance man. I like that, Steve. You're a renaissance man.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So the business of immigration reform and the change this week so that people who used to come here to have babies from other countries, what do they call birth tourism, I think, has been made. Is it illegal? How does that change? Are there 33,000? I've listened to all of this week, and people talking about how many, you know, the government doesn't know how many came. Baloney. There's 33,000 people last year that came into this country to have babies, and then they left. They came to make them American citizens, and then see you later, alligator. So these tourism, the buses that come from Mexico, the planes that come from far away, the boats, all this stuff. People pay a lot of money to come into the country to have babies so they can be Americans, right? So now, as of this weekend, I think, that has all changed. And
it could be. You know, this is one of these things I certainly am, you know, would like to see some of the harder evidence and as far as how big an issue this is. Because, you know, here again, it's one of those kind of touchstone topics that there's a lot of misinformation out there. So, it is an issue. I'm not sure the extent of it. Also not sure the extent whether the changes in the law are constitutional. And you certainly can expect challenges on that. I think it is something that, you know, needs to be dealt with. I think there are bigger immigration problems on this. Actually, a funny thing that I saw, if you want to call it funny, was the sustainability of Social Security with a lot of aging baby boomers. We've got a declining birth rate and lower immigration, as you can expect. It's been made so hard. We need more immigrants. We need more people to support the economy. But that's kind of comprehensive stuff that we don't see coming out of Congress.
Well, but we can't manage what we have now. Isn't that an issue in part? We have 320 million people or whatever the number is this year, and we can't seem to manage them well. If we were managing them, we wouldn't have the problems. Number six this week is a focus on homelessness that is becoming, I know here in Los Angeles where I am, it is a huge, huge problem. And
the homeless problem is a problem everywhere, and it's one of these things that unless people really, really see it, and you're in the cities and you see the extent of it, you're not aware. It's kind of like almost under the radar. It's a huge problem, but I haven't seen anything attaching that to necessarily immigration.
I don't know whether I would bet that there are a bunch of people that came here that haven't been able to find jobs that have become homeless. I would bet, because a lot of these people come here with no money whatsoever. And they try
they
to
do,
make
but
their
you
way.
Know the interesting thing is, and you know, we have an administration that does seem to be very, very anti-immigrant, but it's made a lot of statements that are just outright false. And the reason I feel fairly confident is I go to the statistics of the Justice Department. The Justice Department being presently run by Republicans, and it counteracts when they say, as far as the joblessness of the immigrants, as far as the collection of public benefits, as far as the crimes purportedly being committed by the immigrants, by and large, these immigrants come in here, they work. They work, they're employed, they pay taxes, Social Security into the system. There are immigrant criminals, there are immigrants coming in here to milk the system, but by and large, that's not the major problem as far as immigration goes.
All right, speaking of major problems, a few seconds on Harvey Weinstein, number nine, that trial underway, the news media has convicted him, and is that the end of the story?
Well, it isn't the end of the story, but he's going to have a real tough time with this because the judge is allowing testimony of past acts that would have been banned by the statute of limitations to show a pattern of behavior. So it's breakfast and he's toast.
Aha! I like that. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire, a lawyer of note, and also go to his website, check out how you're going to avoid getting scammed. Scamicide.com is the website. That's the story from the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Review. We call it the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Conditions at the time of impact, that is still yet to be determined, and we'll have that with the NTSB shortly.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says right now their number one concern is securing the site in the hills of Calabasas, north of L.A., from the onlookers who are migrating to the area to have a look. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Jonathan Lucas, though, says it's going to take a couple of days to recover all of the bodies because of the rugged terrain. There's some good news at the gas pump.
Considering that the supply of crude oil and gasoline are so flush here in the U.S., and there doesn't seem to be anything to alleviate the fact that our demand is at its nadir. This is our lowest gasoline demand month. The implication is further drops at the pump.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the highest average price in the nation for regular grade gas that she found was $3.58 a gallon in Honolulu. Lowest average, $2.16 in Houston, Texas. If you drive a diesel, you're paying 2 cents less, $3.05 this week. A hodgepodge of mostly centrist parties led to early results in Peru's election this Sunday that replaced the 130-seat Congress dissolved by President Martin Vizcarra in his campaign to extinguish pervasive corruption in that country. Early counts from the National Office of Electoral Processes and a flash poll conducted by international firm Ipsos suggested no party would emerge as a clear victor, meaning Vizcarra will need to build alliances with various factions to break the stalemate. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Matching Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Health officials say the U.S. has 5 confirmed cases of the new pneumonia-like virus from China. 2 new confirmed cases announced on Sunday. 1 in Los Angeles County, where Dr. Barbara Ferrer, the director of the L.A. County Department of Public Health, says a traveler from China was diagnosed.
L.A. County has confirmed the first case of novel coronavirus infection occurring in a traveler in L.A. County associated with the outbreak that originated in Wuhan City, China.
The other case is in Arizona. All of the U.S. patients had traveled to Wuhan. Others confirmed cases were in Orange County, California, Washington State, and Chicago. With Brexit just days away, Britons are fighting over the chimes of Big Ben, and the White Cliffs of Dover are a battleground. As the United Kingdom prepares to leave the European Union Friday, people are divided over how to mark a historic moment that some are relishing, but others are dreading. More at townhall.com. Meanwhile, the folks in L.A. are saying that it's probably weather that downed the aircraft, or at least was a partial problem with the helicopter that crashed, killing Kobe Bryant. That ongoing investigation, now NTSB investigators are heading to the scene. Republicans say the president's lawyers clearly poked holes in the House manager's impeachment case, but Democrats say there was nothing in the GOP's day one defense of the president.
House impeachment manager Adam Schiff said nothing presented by President Trump's lawyers changes the facts of the case.
They do not contest that the president solicited a foreign nation to interfere in our election.
Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun says the evidence presented pokes holes in Schiff's case.
I think his credibility is going to start to tank through this whole process.
Mr. Trump's attorneys spoke for 2 hours on Saturday and will return to the Senate Monday afternoon. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 7 after the hour. This is our weekly overview of the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review, with some eminent talk radio personalities in attendance. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, who participates with me every day on the DJV program, also co-hosts the morning program on KRLA, The Answer, in Los Angeles. Rick Jensen's here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company. And we're joined today, I'm not sure this is the first time Benson's been on, but he hasn't been here very much. Chad Benson, who hosts afternoons at KTAR in Phoenix and does a morning program on Radio America, the originating network for the Talk Radio Review. All right, so here we have the stories, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 20th to the 24th. We also have the people list. And, Chad, what normally happens here, if you haven't listened to the program, is we go through. Sometimes I make it through the list, sometimes I don't. Depends on how distracted we are with some of the things that are here and what the comments are from the various members of the Peanut Gallery. I try to keep a lid on it, and that's probably about it. Once in a while, my comments are worthy of note as well. So at number 10, we have a focus on Megxit and also the passing of Terry Jones. Harvey Weinstein and that trial, number 9, health care reform, immigration, various governmental reforms, immigration reform, number 8. Martin Luther King Jr. Day was this past Monday, so a lot of discussion about race relations on the air. The economy, number 6, some of our big companies and the problems that Boeing is having, what's that doing to the stock price? Did you see the stock price of Tesla? Anybody here drive a Tesla? Benson, you'd be somebody that drive a Tesla. Nobody drives.
Why would I be somebody that drives a Tesla?
No,
I'm driving a GMC Denali 1500 right now, and it's
you're way too cool.
Yeah. Okay. It's really he's way too cool to drive
it. I've been driven in a Tesla, and it's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I was in a Tesla a couple weeks ago, and the thing that I loved about it is you can make fart noises. They've got games, and you can make each seat have a fart noise, so you can
That's hilarious.
Very good.
I don't trust a car where it looks like you can actually host a picnic inside of it. Like, it's just, I don't know, there's not enough going on.
All right, you drive a Jeep, don't you, Rick? I remember you driving a Jeep.
Yeah, old beat-up Jeep gets about 8 yards to the gallon. Love it. Thank you.
8 yards to the gallon. All right. So anyway, the focus on, I suppose, the economy and the fact that the Tesla Corporation is now worth more in terms of its net value than Volkswagen. Toyota is the only car manufacturer that's worth more in terms of stock value than Tesla. And that's an amazing, when you consider all the problems that Tesla has, it's become, and I wonder about this, this is a good sidebar conversation, how much of a thing it's become, like a cult. And electric cars, along with global warming or climate change, that's all kind of cultish too, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. It's part of the virtue signaling and making people feel good. It's part about being where you think you should be because everybody else thinks they should be there as well. Mm-hmm. But and look, the car is great and amazing, but there's a certain cult-like atmosphere to it. It's not as big as those other companies, but as far as money, because of the stock, it is way bigger than all of them.
Yeah. It's kind of like people who were early adapters to Apple in the not early, like in the 80s early, when Apple rebranded itself and came back out and everybody was like an Apple snob. You know, you had your clear divide between your PC and your Mac people. And I don't know, they kind of had that elitist attitude, but we all get drawn into the dark side eventually, right? We're all now staring over our Apple iPhones and looking into our laptops.
Oh, yeah.
What's interesting about
Tesla, though, is that Tesla learns. You know, and that's also a bit creepy, but it learns. And it learns apparently every 2 weeks it goes back and it learns and it gets better. And that's fascinating. And it has the ability. It could talk to your truck if your truck had the ability to also have intelligence. And they could
have conversations with each other about where parking spaces are. That means they're both talking about Chad farting in the Tesla. My goodness.
That's right. It's amazing.
Well, that could be valuable about, how toxic it is.
Vincent's been here 5 minutes and he's already disrupted things. Okay. So the Wuhan virus number 3. I was going to talk a little about Davos, but there's a climate change attachment to that. I don't want to spend too much time on that. I think... do we spend too much time talking about this Wuhan virus? Are we led by the news, by the news media, or what?
No, we don't spend too much time talking about it, particularly with the Lunar New Year in China this weekend.
The year of the rat, by the way. Do you know that? The year of the rat.
But
that has a link to the Adam Schiff trial, by the way.
Everybody is trying to travel. Because they can't, but everybody is trying to travel. It's the biggest travel event of the year, and of course it's the most populous country in the world. Everybody is trying to travel, so this is huge. And we're not talking too much about it because we don't know how serious it is. We're in the 20s with deaths now. Hospitals are turning away people with symptoms in China. That seems serious to me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Rick, well, here's the thing. Remember this about the coronavirus. 30% of all colds are a strain of the coronavirus. It's which strain do you have? Mm-hmm. And here, and the other thing that isn't getting talked about enough, when they say we're in the 20s in deaths, that's according to the Chinese. But the Daily Mail and a few other things are saying, look, this is far worse than they're leading on to be, because it's still the Chinese and they're keeping everything quiet. It's still a communist nation. And you don't know how bad it is, but think about how many people travel and how fast things can go nowadays. It's like that movie Outbreak. One, next thing you know, somebody gets out. If it is as bad as people think, it could get ugly, but I don't think it will.
Well, the
other point is that the Chinese have been covering up. Remember, when we say the Chinese, we mean the Chinese Communist Party, which is what controls information.
Yeah. All right. The fact that there are 70,000 people in our country who will die of the regular flu this year, how come that doesn't get the kind of outrageous attention that
no politics.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, and it's a homegrown flu.
We're used to the flu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it also has a component of something coming from another country. I think psychologically that messes with people.
Well, you want to mess with the Chinese anyway. By the way, Chad, you can feel free to steal any of this stuff for your program if you need some help later on during the day.
Don't worry about it. I'm taping it. I'm just going to roll into it straight from there.
All right, let's get to the presidential race and the impeachment, because Jennifer has to go pretty soon. I want to get take with her and the rest of you on the impeachment, because the presidential race somehow is the implied connection to those people running for president. By the way, anybody see the video with Elizabeth Warren and that can of beer this week? Did you check that out? She's drinking beer.
That was actually from like a year ago.
Oh, was it that long ago?
Yeah, that
just
yeah.
now
that was
surfacing.
So hilarious.
Though, isn't it? Yeah.
It is so awkward.
Doug's on the case.
It's so awkward, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Breaking news. Really, we'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
All right. The presidential race, the people who are still in, Yang is in fourth place. And so Bloomberg's in fifth place. Joe's first. Who's and Bernie is second. Who's third? Who's on third?
Warren. What you're talking about is the Yang surge, which is trending on Twitter and it has been for several days. And it's all based on a new Emerson poll that shows Biden in front, then Bernie, then Elizabeth Warren, and Andrew Yang in fourth place. This is the highest he's been. He's at 8%, so he's not burning it up. I mean, when you're looking at Joe Biden's numbers, he's at like 30%. So it's not a great day for Andrew Yang, but certainly he's going in the right direction.
I want to do a poll of the people who are here. On the DJV program this morning, we were talking about what the various candidates drink after Elizabeth Warren and the beer. So I asked the various members of my group what it was that they thought Joe Biden drank for liquor or various. And I said that probably Andrew Yang drank rice wine, they thought it was a racist comment. Do you think that was a racist comment, Chad?
In today's world, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, you know what? Again, it's not how it's meant. It's how it's taken. And you only need one person to take it a different way. And the next thing you know, you're on your way to, Don Imus land where you're out of here.
Are there more than one way to take that, by the way? I don't know.
I don't know why you think that is what I don't know. I tell you what I think is interesting about the race is that early voting in the Democratic race has started.
Great.
Think about that.
Yep.
And think about what impeachment's doing to it, too. You've got a lot of senators who now have the stink of impeachment all over them because they can't get out there and campaign. And this is an advantage for people like Bloomberg. A Mayor Pete who stay out of it. Bloomberg, yes, but he's not really campaigning in the early states, so we haven't seen that from him yet. So
doesn't need to.
He does. I disagree with you. He is running a race against President Trump, and it's a total misstep. He needs to run a race against the Democrats so that he can win the primary.
I think he's running a race that with Michael Bloomberg, and that's it. The impeachment trial, does anybody want to... This is the biggest snooze fest since not time began, but listening to your Congressman, Jennifer... Mr. Adam.
Why do people keep reminding me about that? I try to forget.
Well, your congressman could be Dr. Drew, because isn't he going to run against him?
He can. I hope he does it. I love Dr. Drew, and I hope that he runs next time around. But right now, he'd have to go in as a write-in candidate, and that would just throw everything off, because I don't know that he could actually do that in the primary. But, hey, look, I love Dr. Drew, and if anybody that's mentioned running, he's got the best chance. So
yeah,
we'll see what he does.
Dr. Drew Pinsky, we're talking about his radio personality, and also been on television. He actually did some good stuff with Adam Carolla. Back in the days when they were working together.
Oh, he's great. He's a really good guy, and he's talented, and he would be wonderful in this position. But
how about Adam Carolla for some political position? What about that?
Love it.
There you go.
Okay. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr emphasized the religious foundation of our nation. He said religious liberty is the scaffolding of a free government. Well, Mr. Barr is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own views, but seek to silence the religious voice.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For us to move back into the chart zone. I'm Doug Steffen, along with four. Actually, now we're down to three, but we might as well. As many people as want to participate in this thing, help yourself. Think along with us. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen, who hosts a midday program, gets better ratings in Wilmington, Delaware than Rim Limbaugh. Let's see. There's Chad Benson, who's got a fabulous career going for him. Does afternoons at KTAR in Phoenix, and mornings he's syndicated around the country from 9 until noon Eastern time with his own brand of conversation, which catches some people off guard sometimes because he's that kind of a guy. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you're welcome. So we've kind of gone through the list here, but because Jennifer had to go, I wanted to get her ring on impeachment. The rest of you, what do you – Victoria, you always are very studious – with regard to these sorts of things and find...
Am I?
Yeah, I think you are.
Go on,
then. I give that credit. I think that you are. Of the people who are here, and that's not to say that Rick and Chad aren't smart, you're very deliberate in your understanding of some of these things, especially if it's Washington.
This is a setup for a fool. Go on.
No,
keep
it isn't.
Going.
Well, if you want me to, I
no,
wasn't
go on,
going
go on,
that
go on.
Direction,
let's see what it is I know nothing about. Go on, let's keep going.
No, you must know the impeachment proceedings themselves and how all of this stuff has gone back and forth. I said earlier, and I'd be interested in knowing what all of you think about this, that I feel I was a history major and I've always looked at things radio-wise. Political science was handy for me to have, and I was happy to have that degree because it helps me understand a lot of things that we talk about on the air. I have, with my rendering, having said that, the country today, in my estimation, is more divided than it has ever been since the Civil War. And because of the impeachment now, but I mean, the impeachment is just sort of a representation of the anger and the discord that exists. And I wonder, you know, I think down the road, when you look at who would be president, is there anybody out there that can bring people together? But meanwhile, the specifics of impeachment, Victoria, have you been paying close attention to what Adam Schiff has been saying, what the Democrats have done to put the case before the court, as it were?
Well, I've been paying a certain amount of attention to that, yes. And I think that I don't think the Republicans are going to use all their time, I'll tell you that, because, you know, I don't think they want to use all their time, and I certainly
don't
think
they need to.
I think also that they're just not going to. But I will say this. Did you know that there is a candy desk in the Senate? And that the senators from Pennsylvania are in charge of it. She is. It's on the Republican side of the chamber, in the back row, on the aisle.
So they can have milk, water, and candy. Is that
it? Well, milk actually was only was asked for in 1966. What they can have, it started the candy desk in 1965 with Senator George Murphy. from California. It is controlled by Pennsylvania. The desk currently has Hershey bars with almonds, Rolo caramels, Milky Ways, Three Musketeer bars, Palmer peanut butter cups, and Goldenberg's peanut chews. You're allowed sparkling and still water. You could have milk, but you're not allowed coffee, and that is just a fact. So
really, that's why somebody was falling asleep. Did you see the picture of Amy Klobuchar falling asleep on her desk the other day?
Why not?
Of course, that's exactly it. All right, get some play from Chad and Rick as we continue. We'll talk a little more about this, but there's certainly a lot of other things that we should spend our time on. Haven't gone through the people list to get to that, too, in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour. This is this week's overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world for fans of the News Talk format. We have three very recognizable voices along with mine. Chad Benson from KTAR in Phoenix, and also does the mid-morning program on Radio America around the country. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen, host of any number of programs. You can just go to DougSteffen.com. Just look through the list. Help yourself. The people list, I'm going to do this for a minute, and then I want to go into something I'm going to really probe with all three of our panelists, a specific angle on one of the top stories this week. But the people list includes Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, Harvey Weinstein, Greta Thunberg. Is it Thunberg? Am I pronouncing that right? Thunberg, right? Michael Bloomberg. Yeah. All the candidates are on the list, as you might imagine. Mitch McConnell is on the list, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Adam Schiff, and Donald Trump. Okay, so this business of the number four item, climate change, I wonder what you think in terms of a story that hasn't gotten a lot of play because I think of the impeachment. There is a lot of concern among environmentalists. The president has this week ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to change the safeguards that have been in place for a while for streams and wetlands. There is a pro and a con to this. One of the reasons that I was moderately excited about Trump being president because he was going to drain the swamp and get rid of a lot of regulations. Unfortunately, in my mind, he's gotten rid of a lot of the wrong regulations instead of the right ones. That's my view on it. There were too many, from the farmer point of view, because I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster on the farm, some of the things the EPA wanted to do, like declare a puddle in my driveway a waterway, ridiculous, asinine. The things they've done are craziness. So have they gone too far here? Do we understand what they're suggesting? And is this a boon or a bust? Chad, let's start with you. You have your Phoenix, a lot of farmers out there, a lot of agriculture in Arizona. So any comment, anything from your listeners about this? Do they even realize it's going on?
You know what? Everybody is in the let's see how it actually plays out scenario. You know, mm-hmm. I think a lot of that has to do with, first of all, we're in election year. But secondly, again, whatever happens now, you got to let it play itself out. And I've got several farmers who live around me, and they're like you. You know, I mean, we've had a couple of huge lawsuits here about with the reservation and water that leads to certain places. So there's lawsuit after lawsuit, and the EPA's gotten involved in a lot of different things. And it's, again, a lot of them
who's
say suing, the use
who's suing whom? The state
well, you know,
being sued by farmers or the feds? Who's
you
suing?
Know, it's a lot of, hey, you know that water under your land? Yeah, that's ours, you know? Or it's the Native Americans. Native Americans saying, but well, you guys are taking it. There's a lot of battle that's going on here.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, it's another one of those things where you've got the EPA, but and you know this. I mean, and anybody's ever been to California, other place, the states have their own thing, way that they do things. So you're navigating so many different things. things trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And in many cases, it's just this is why people get frustrated. And I was hoping he would get rid of some regulations, strengthen some other ones, but he seems to just be, well, doing what Trump does.
Yeah, it's here. It's like the machine gun approach. I will tell you, having owned at one point in time 2,000 acres of land in Arizona and understanding how the rainy seasons are there and the general understanding of what a waterway is and what's under the ground, you're right. One of the things I made sure to do when I bought that land was to own the mineral rights or whatever rights there were to wonder what's under the land.
And that's and a lot of people don't understand about it.
That's right. They don't. So that's when the government can come in and steal. And basically, that's what they're doing, is stealing what is really yours. If you own the land on the top of the ground, then you own what's under it, or at least you should.
But people don't understand. You got to own everything, not just what you can see.
Right, exactly. All right, so, Rick, farmers in Delaware and the impact of this stream and wetland change, what kind of conversation is about this in your neck of the woods?
I do talk with farmers in southern Delaware, where most of our rich and wonderful farmland really is.
Yep.
And they also have a wait-and-see attitude about this. They are happy that you're looking at a repeal of Obama's Waters of the United States regulation. They were very, very frustrated by that for the reasons you guys have discussed. And they're looking at a wait-and-see. They're also concerned about, well, how long will this one last?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before it gets changed by another politico.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, what's your read on this?
I always have concerns when we hear about something like this, when it's being done for a particular particular group of people. I suspect that this is not good. I just suspect it's not good. I'm concerned.
Not good for whom? In general, it's not good for anybody?
I don't like rivers and streams being messed with.
Well,
basically.
That's a broad stroke. Rivers and streams being messed with. The rivers and streams have been messed with for as long as we've had rivers and streams.
They have.
One of the things that the farmers were accused of polluting the rivers and streams, that's one of the reasons farmers think this is important, because farmers weren't doing this. It's the crap that they put on from Monsanto and some of these other companies, but mostly Monsanto, that runs off during bad weather months or if there's heavy rain into the farmers, even though they may have applied it, frankly, I suppose you can't plead ignorance, because ignorance, what they say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. But there are many things that are in the Roundup and some of these other things that Monsanto is having farmers use or selling to farmers. Farmers don't really know what's in it. And until it gets in and you see the fish turn green, you don't really know what to expect either. So there's a lot to all of this, a lot more than is discussed, frankly. I think it deserves a little more attention, but we're not giving it because we're too busy, watching these
Democrats
and Republicans.
We can only handle one story at a time, apparently, which is such rubbish, because we can handle more than one story and we're rarely given the opportunity to. And it's just so condescending.
All right. So, Chad, you're new to the fold here. Give us a little insight as to how you run your national program versus the local program. Are the issues the same? Conversations the same? And if you want to take some of the issues, a couple of the stories this week, and use them as examples, I think people would be interested, because we all know Rick from having been here for quite a long time and Victoria, but we don't really know you.
You know, a little bit more broad, obviously, on my national show. We get a little bit more local, really local. We're a little bit hyper-focused at times locally here. And this week, like on my national show, I'm hitting impeachment once every segment, every other segment yesterday. But, I mean, not hitting that hard like a lot of others are, just because I find it, they're just retelling the story they've been telling for the last several months. We're not learning anything new.
Nothing.
So
right.
This hasn't been anything too exciting. So we're not hitting it that hard. But like my local this week, we've had a horrific story out here where a mother killed her three kids. And that's been a huge story out here. And she just moved out here. and she smothered all three kids while the aunt and the father were home. Nobody knew what was going on. And that has been a massive story. And that became a national story too. It was on front, you know.
I know, I looked at that and I just decided I didn't want to, we didn't talk about it because I didn't want to. I don't know what do you get out of having, but what do you gain out of telling stories like that? That's the thing. And this is not critical about you. I just am asking the audience.
Let me tell you something. Here's the thing. I've joined with a partner here who's been in this market for a very long time. We've partnered up and he likes to be a little bit more hyper-focused than I do. I didn't want to cover it as much as he did. And sometimes I think we can become too focused on some of the local stuff that gets into kind of the weeds and the minutia. And, come on, Doug, you know me, man. I'm about, let's have some fun. Let's goof around. Right. And it got a little, sometimes it's tough.
That's why you and I together doing a program would be dangerous because all we do is screw up all the time.
Off the air, you're cracking jokes. We're like, that's probably something you'd get in trouble for.
Yeah. Well, no, I did it on the air. I didn't even keep it off of the air.
Oh, good. So good. So this is your last week doing the show.
Yeah. Next week you'll be the host of this program. Yeah. All right. So let's spend a little time, if you will, on Davos. What did Victoria? I'm going to go to you. What do you think came out of that? And what do people want to know, or do they even care about this another meeting of the G8 or 9 or 10 or whatever? How many numbers there are there?
Davos is talking about climate. It's a big issue, and it's the biggest issue for business and finance leaders around the world. Mm-hmm. Climate is got the highest degree of public pressure on corporations by policymakers, journalists, and activists, according to an analysis of 6 million tweets by High Lantern Group, which is an analyzing group. Axios has exclusively reported on this. Climate mentions rose 77% over 2018. And so what's happening is that...
Say that again.
Climate mentions rose 77% in 2018.
In news coverage, you mean, or in general?
In tweets by policymakers and all kinds of people. So what's happening is that the biggest economic institutions have started advocating for policies cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Now, we're talking about the Bank for International Settlements, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, major central banks, the IMF. So the Bank for International Settlements, which is the central bank for central banks, who knew, said in a research paper on Monday that climate change could cause potentially extremely financially disruptive events that could be behind the next systemic financial crisis. Now, whoever's causing it, who cares, they're getting worried because they're worried about the money.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's pretty much the bottom line of most every issue. We'll continue in a moment with a couple of final comments from our panel. If you're trying to lose weight, the only thing standing between you and your goal is the story that you tell yourself as to why you can't lose the weight. Do you have a goal in mind? Do you have a story? Or are you just on the bandwagon because you think, my wife says, or my husband says, I got to lose some weight, or my friends say, I'm getting a little heavy there. No, that's not. You got to motivate yourself, or this isn't going to work. And the way to do it is to see how well other people have done. That's what happens if you go to Calitren.com, Calotren, Calitren.com, or you go to Facebook. You can do Facebook.com/Calitren and see the benefits of using this product. Main ingredient is collagen protein and aloe vera, put together by three nurses who worked in a hospital, and they saw people coming in over and over again who were in trouble. They got sick because they were on the wrong weight loss programs. Calitren does it all, and I mean that literally. It does do it all. You don't have to do anything except take four capsules every night before you go to bed, eat a decent diet, get a little exercise, and in 4 or 5 months, you'll not only have taken the weight off, but you will keep it off. That's the secret, keeping the weight off. Go to Calitrin.com, please. Use the DJV code. Get discounts on every bottle of Calitrin. $10 off each bottle, as a matter of fact. If you buy more than three, the fourth bottle is free. That's the DJV code, helping you lose weight at Calitrin.com. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the chart. Sometimes I don't stick to the story list, so I give you this information so that you know what the list is, specifically done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10 this week on the story list, Megxit, the story of, obviously, Duchess Meghan. Harvey Weinstein's at number 9 in his trial. Number 8, healthcare, well, the reforms being instituted by the administration, healthcare and immigration. Number 7, race relations. Number 6, the economy and some of our big problems with some of our big corporations. Number 5, tensions with Iran continuing. Number 4, climate change summit at Davos. Number 3, the virus coming from China and our relationship with the Chinese in general. Presidential race, number 2, and at number 1, as it has been for the last month or so, certainly will continue probably for a while, is the impeachment. That's the scoop.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. With 120,000 Americans on the organ transplant waiting list, surgeon Charles Rosen says the shortage of donors creates a harsh reality.
1 out of 5 to 1 out of 4 of the people that I meet with will never get a liver.
Even more patients would die if not for living donors. They contribute about 1/5 of transplanted organs, such as part of the liver or a kidney, which 4 out of 5 people on the waiting list need. Dr. Rosen says kidneys from living donors function better, last longer, and can eliminate long, difficult waits,
which may be 5 to 7 years in many parts of the country, during which time a patient has to be on dialysis, which may be 3 to 4 hours a session, 3 to 4 times per week.
Living donors must be at least 18 years old, in good mental and physical health, with no alcohol or substance abuse problems. While family members often provide the best tissue match, 1 in 4 living donors are not biologically related. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. 2, for the price of 1 plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. All right, on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine, the research of the folks that are there, on the list at number 10, combined the Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, and also we have to put another important Britisher, Terry Jones, passing away. Harvey Weinstein's at number 9. Young Greta Thunberg, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I think it's Thunberg, at number 8. Michael Bloomberg is at 7. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton tied for number 6. Mitch McConnell and the leadership of the Republican Party is how they're managing the trial in the Senate, number 5. Nancy Pelosi, number 4. Joe Biden, interestingly enough, is maintaining his post as number 1 candidate, at least at the moment, for the Democrats. So he's there. Adam Schiff, and he's droning on at the impeachment trial. Let's put him in the number 2 position, and number 1, Donald Trump, the President of the United States. Donald J. Trump, the Donald. That's the list. You got it all down? You'll be tested on it next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store.
And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for our weekly rundown of the top five items in the world of technology on Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan is here to do the honors. I'll give her the... I'll set it up for you. You hit the home run, Victoria, all right?
Okay.
Number five to number one. First one has to do with the Disney country. It almost is the Disney country.
I would love to live in Disneyland, like
Disneyland,
its own country. Wouldn't that be so nice
and
no politics and no anger, and it's just the happiest place on earth.
Happiest place on earth.
Probably coronavirus, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, they're not happy about what's going on with these Baby Yoda toys, so what are they doing?
Yeah, so if you are in the market for Baby Yoda stuff, you might as well buy it as fast as you possibly can, because Disney is on an all-out witch hunt to track down everybody who's doing anything associated with Baby Yoda. That, of course, is the character. It's not really Baby Yoda. It's just sort of been dubbed that by popular, you know, opinion. But that's from the Star Wars-inspired series, The Mandalorian. His name officially is the child on the series, but he's so cute. It's like take Yoda and take the cuteness is on steroids. He's adorable. But so Disney has demanded that Etsy especially remove all the items depicting Baby Yoda, and they of course they're releasing their own line of Baby Yoda dolls. The reason that they didn't do it at first is because they didn't want to spoil the series. People didn't know that there was this Baby Yoda like character in The Mandalorian until a few episodes into it, and so Disney said they didn't want to rush any of these products to the market because it would spoil part of the series, which it would have. So now they're trying to play catch-up, and everybody else got ahead, and you can find right now Baby Yoda socks from Disney for $17, a sweatshirt's $35, t-shirts are $25, so Baby Yoda coffee mugs, all kinds of stuff is rolling out officially from Disney, but if you're on Etsy, you might as well buy up all the products you can, because they're going to be gone soon.
Number four, Mike Bloomberg says breaking up the tech companies isn't the right thing to be thinking. It's not the way to fix the problem, right?
Yep. Mike Bloomberg, of course, running for president in 2020, he has been the only Democratic candidate who's actually met with a lot of the CEOs in Silicon Valley. The other Democrats have kind of shunned all of those big companies, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram, all those big tech companies. And so Mike Bloomberg went headfirst in, had a big summit, and basically came out saying that when Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, especially Elizabeth Warren, says that she wants to just break up all these big tech companies, he said that's not the answer. And he said just to be nasty is not the answer. And he said you have to have a good reason for breaking these companies up and how it would work. And he said he just isn't hearing that from anybody. He, like Joe Biden, is in favor of reviewing Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is actually an internet law that protects social media companies from being liable for the content posted on their platforms. I suspect moving forward in 2020 to 2021, we will see a repeal of Section 230 to make at least to have Facebook and these other social media platforms have some responsibility for what they're posting. But other than that, Mike Bloomberg says breaking up all these companies is not the answer.
Number three, as we head toward number one, the Smile Direct Club using non-disclosure agreements to kill the bad reviews that they're
getting. Yeah. If you're thinking about Smile Direct Club, these are the 3D-printed teeth aligners. They're a lot cheaper than braces. They're also cheaper than Invisalign. Just be careful of what you're getting into because they get a lot of bad reviews, and a lot of people have even said they've had to go to a dentist to correct what the 3D-printed aligners from Smile Direct have done. They've done damage. So just be very careful, and just know they are making people sign non-disclosure agreements so that you can't post any negative reviews online. That's got to be a pretty big red flag right there.
Time to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Number two, AirPods Pro. The people who have them don't like what they're experiencing, it looks like.
Right. So if you are an owner of the new AirPods Pro from Apple, one of the big features of these new AirPods is that they have noise cancellation, just like Bose has been doing for a long time. Bose was really the first one out of the gate. Sony has similar ones. However, with every firmware update, the AirPods Pro, people are complaining that the noise cancellation is getting worse and worse. So if you have these AirPods, I would actually just say at this point, return them, because they're going to have to put out an next gen. Right now, there's nothing else they can do to fix them. I would say return them. If you got them for Christmas, they might still be under warranty. Take them back, get something else, and just wait it out for the next gen.
Number one, the Razor's back.
Yes, the Motorola's foldable Razor is going to launch on February 6th. It's a hefty price tag, $1,500. Pre-orders start on January 26th, and this is an entire Razor screen. It's one screen without hinges. The whole thing folds in half. If the rumors are true, then Samsung is also going to announce their foldable. That's going to be out on February 11th.
All right, there it is. List of the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria and Doug, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Joy.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. It's going to take a while to recover all the bodies from a helicopter crash Sunday morning that killed NBA great Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others.
Recovery efforts began today, but as the sheriff mentioned, given the terrain and the condition of the site, we expect that this will probably take at least a couple, if not a few days, to complete.
That's L.A. County Medical Examiner Dr. Jonathan Lucas. The sheriff's office says weather may have contributed to the crash. There was a low ceiling, foggy conditions at the time, but nothing will be official until the NTSB concludes their investigation. China Monday expanded sweeping efforts to contain a viral disease by extending the Lunar New Year holiday to keep the public at home and avoid spreading infection, as the death toll now rose to 80. Hong Kong announced it would bar entry to visitors from the mainland province at the center of the outbreak following a warning the virus's ability to spread was increasing. Travel agencies ordering to cancel group tours nationwide, adding the rising economic cost and increasingly drastic anti-disease efforts began with the January 22nd suspension of plane, train, and bus links to Wuhan. Meanwhile, President Trump has maintained an active schedule during the opening days of his impeachment trial in the Senate. We get the latest from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
As the trial got underway, the president was meeting with business and political leaders at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. On Thursday, he traveled to the RNC winter meeting in Florida, and on Friday, he became the first sitting president to attend the March for Life in person. The White House is keen to show the president at work, and there's more activity ahead. Mr. Trump meets with Israel's prime minister on Tuesday and will soon sign the new trade deal with Canada and Mexico. Greg Clugston, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Matt and Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The average price of a gallon of gas dropped 4 cents over the past 2 weeks, $2.60 on average. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices are likely to continue to drop.
Stocks of gasoline in the U.S. are at an all-time high. This happened at the same time that crude oil prices dropped almost $5 per barrel in the past 2 weeks, despite very negative events in oil-producing nations.
Lundberg says the highest price found was $3.58 in Honolulu, the lowest $2.16 in Houston. President Trump's travel ban on travelers from predominantly Muslim countries is headed back to a federal appeals court 3 years after it was first imposed. On Tuesday, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond scheduled to hear arguments in 3 lawsuits filed by U.S. citizens and permanent residents whose relatives have been unable to enter the U.S. because of that ban. More at townhall.com. President Trump says he'll strongly consider imposing tariffs on European auto imports if the U.S. and European Union can't strike a trade agreement.
Despite the warning, Mr. Trump says he expects to reach a deal with Europe. He adds that Europe knows they have to do something and that if they're fair, quote, we're not going to have a problem. The president commented after telling the Wall Street Journal that he's serious about imposing tariffs in the absence of a trade agreement with the EU.
His correspondent Jeremy House. Mr. Trump met during the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, with Ursula von der Leyen. That's the new president of the European Commission. The president said they had a very good talk, but he did not say if they discussed the U.S. auto tariff threat. The company that controls the .org universe trying to sell the online registry to an investment firm for more than $1 billion, drawing opposition from activists who protested on Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Laura DiCarlo, CES 2019's most talked about wellness tech company, triumphantly arrived at this year's show. The company introduced the newest entries to its award-winning Ose family of
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Com.
Thank you.
up first is the second half of an episode from the Burns and Allen Show. And later, Raymond Chandler's private eye, Philip Marlowe, is played by Gerald Moore. Well, at the end of our previous show, we indeed were halfway through an episode featuring George and Gracie and centered around the series' band leader, Meredith Wilson. So let's get back to it. This is from the evening of January 24th, 1946.
George, what are you rigging up with all the electric wires and stuff?
I finally figured out a way to get rid of Meredith Wilson. I'm wiring his bed.
George, you mean...
Yes. Wait till he hops in tonight. He'll get more shocks than the night he read Forever Amber.
You know, this seems like the hard way, though. Couldn't you just hint to Meredith that you'd like him to leave?
Hint? Bill, hinting is no good when a guy is a jerk.
Well, let me do the hinting for you.
I didn't know you meant that, but I'm still suspicious. Just help me rig up this booby trap before Gracie gets back.
Okay.
I'll run this wire out of the den window here, and then tonight, when Meredith is asleep, we'll give him the works.
Well, why don't you let him stay, George? Maybe you'll get to like his jokes.
Bill, I won't like his jokes if I live to be 100.
Well, you might, and that's only a couple of days to wait.
Let's get busy and wire the bed.
Okay.
Well, here I am, Gracie, and I sure am ready for some sleep.
Oh, quick, Kay, into the den. The couch is ready.
But I ought to say hello to George and thank him for his hospitality.
Oh, no. He mustn't see you.
Why not?
Why not? Oh, why not? He's not well. No, he's got something.
Oh, and if he sees me, I might catch it.
Yeah, and I'd catch it even worse. Now, quick, let's go into the den. Well, Meredith, here's our guest.
Hello, Kay. Well, hello, Meredith. Sure is nice of you to let me move in with you.
Not at all.
I just hope you can stand sleeping in the same room with me. You see, I...
You snore?
Worse than that. I'm a Yankee.
Man, I'm so tired I could sleep with General Grant, beard and all. That couch sure does look good.
No. Okay, you take the bed. I'll take the couch.
Kay, Meredith is right. This is our chance to show you some real Southern hospitality.
Well, I'm just too tired to argue. Okay, I'll take the bed.
Oh, fine. I guess I really should serve you some Southern food before you turn in. A nice hot bowl of weevils or something.
No. I very seldom eat weevils. Really, all I want is a little sleep. I haven't slept in 4 nights, you know.
Oh, well, just as you wish. And now I'll go and fix you a mint julep.
I wish you wouldn't go to any trouble. If I could just go to sleep.
Oh, it's no trouble. This is Southern hospitality, Kay.
Oh, I had to open my big accent.
Well, I'll go get your julep while you climb into your pajamas or nightshirt or whatever you wear.
I sleep in my birthday suit.
Oh, well, put it on and zip it up. Julep.
Oh, I'm so sleepy, I'm not even going to take off my clothes. Good night, Meredith.
Good night, Kay.
Well, if I do say so myself, that's a lovely mint julep. I'll take it right up to Kay.
Gracie, what have you got there?
Oh, you startled me, George.
What's in the glass?
It's a mint julep.
Mint julep? Who's it for?
It's for me.
For you? Well, you've never taken a drink in your life.
Oh, that's what you think. Why, when you're not around, I drink like a fish. I'm a kleptomaniac.
That's a person who steals.
I mean, I'm a... hypochondriac.
It's a person who thinks he's sick.
Oh, well, I don't know the technical name for it, but I'm just an old rumpot.
Oh, stop.
It's true, dear. For years, I've been in the grip of John Bolly Oates. John Bolly Wheat. Joe Bolly Wheat.
Don't be ridiculous. You don't know what liquor tastes like.
Honest, this very minute, I'm loaded.
Gracie.
Happy New Year!
Look, Gracie.
That's right, Parish, to me. But it won't make a difference.
Oh, would you please stop?
Why don't you see what the back in the boys' room will have?
Okay, that's enough. I know that julep is not for you.
Chew it out!
Oh, cut it out! Cut it out! You were headed for the den when I first saw you. That julep is for Meredith, isn't it?
Meredith? Oh, yes. That's who it's for. I just didn't want you to know what a fiendish plan I figured out to get rid of him.
Giving him juleps will get rid of him?
Well, sure, because I make such wonderful ones. He'll want more and more, and pretty soon he'll be in the grip of Joe Bolliot. Joe Bolly Hayes? Bill Bolly.
Sam Newman. What difference? It won't get Meredith out of the house.
Well, it might get him lost for a weekend.
Well, go ahead, take him to julep if it'll make you happy. But I've got a plan that'll get him out anyway.
Oh, thanks, dear. Well, Kay, here's your mint julep. Kay!
Huh?
I say, here's your mint julep. It'll help you sleep.
Yes. When you came in, I was pacing the floor.
Well, drink it down.
Okay, anything to get some sleep. Bottoms up.
Delicious, huh?
Are you sure you know how to make a mint julep?
Well, of course. Sugar and mint leaves and whiskey.
And that's what you put in this one?
Well, we were out of sugar, so I used raspberry jam.
Oh.
And there weren't any mint leaves, so I used parsley.
Oh.
And we don't keep whiskey in the house, but I found some cough syrup that's 80% alcohol.
Oh.
But outside of that, it was just like you make them down south.
Yes, it was in a glass, if that's what you mean.
Would you like another one?
Oh, no. No, thanks. I'm going to have enough trouble explaining this one to my stomach.
Oh, I knew you'd love it. Well, good night, Kay.
Saint Meredith is finally asleep, Belle. I can hear him snoring through the den window here.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're ready to give him the works, huh? Now, just what happens when you set off that contraption in his bed?
First of all, the wire under a sheet gives him 110 volts.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sort of a full-length hot foot.
Yeah. Now he grabs the chain on his bed light, gives it a yank, and a bucket of water falls on his head.
Sensational.
Now a bunch of cowbells and stuff drop on him.
That's terrific.
Mm. Now he leaps out of bed, sticks his feet in his bedroom slippers. They're wired.
Oh. You mean...
Another 110 volts.
George, you're a genius.
Now he reaches for the bathrobe, catches his fingers in a mousetrap, and...
But now, wait a minute. If he catches his fingers in a mousetrap, he won't be able to use them.
That's right. You see?
He won't be able to pick up his cup of Maxwell House coffee at breakfast.
That's right. You see?
George, there's a limit of how cruel you can be to a man.
Still,
that's inhuman, to deprive a man of his Maxwell House coffee. Why, Maxwell House is appetizing, rich, full-bodied, and mellow. Coffee at its full-flavored best, good to the last drop. And you want to fix poor Meredith so he can't drink it. Shame on you. You're a fiend.
But you were perfectly willing to electrocute him and fracture a skull with buckets of ice water.
All right, that's good, clean fun. But not to let a man drink Maxwell House coffee. Why, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Now, Bill...
Don't touch me, you monster. I don't want any more to do with this diabolical scheme. I'm going home.
All right, go home.
Shame on you.
Oh, go home, go home.
You dirty person.
Oh, go, go, go.
Out, out, out. I don't need him to set this thing off. I'll do it myself. Here goes.
Ah! Oh! Ah! Where's that light? Mrs. Burns, you make the doggonest mint julep I ever got.
Okay, I'm so glad you like it.
I haven't had many a julep in my day, but that's the first one that ever hit me after I was asleep. And I mean it felt like a jolt of lightning ran up my back. I even heard bells.
Oh, well, that's just part of my southern hospitality, Kay. I'll bet you really felt down south.
You ain't kidding. I felt it clear down around Memphis.
Well, I'll go fix you another one.
Oh, no. No, no, please.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever you say. Well, sleep tight.
Thanks. I just did. You know, Kay, that julep must have been strong. I didn't even taste it, and I heard those bells.
I'll tell you, man, she must have put a uranium in that thing.
Well, I'm wringing wet. I'd better put on these bedroom slippers and see. What happened?
That doggone julep just reached my feet.
Hey, wait a minute. These slippers are wired, and there's wires in the bed, too. Somebody's trying to electrocute me. Sammy Kay. I'm getting out of here.
Well, Gracie will be hurt if you turn down her southern hospitality.
I don't mind southern hospitality, but I don't want to be southern fried.
Kay, come back.
No, sir, I'm getting my white meat out of this skillet. Goodbye.
Now, that's funny. I slept in that bed for 4 weeks, and I never noticed those wires.
Well, I finally got rid of Meredith.
You did?
Yeah.
Meredith!
Yes, old man?
Gracie, come here.
What is it, dear?
Gracie, if Meredith is still here, who is that guy I saw running out of the house?
Oh, that must have been Kay Kaiser.
Kay Kaiser?
Yeah, he was sleeping in our den, too.
Meredith Wilson and Kay Kaiser? Who have you got in the bureau drawers?
Oh, George.
Harry James is probably staying with Meredith, too.
Oh, don't be silly. If you were Harry James, would you?
Sit down, young lady. We're going to have a little talk.
Yes, dear.
Now, none of your tricks. Don't bother to flatter me, cry, or make love to me.
George, you're so incredibly handsome.
Now, don't start that. Don't... Oh, come on.
Kiss me, Bobby.
Again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin.
Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck. From the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee, always good to the last drop.
Gracie, what am I going to do with you? Every week you disobey me.
Oh, no more, George. I've turned over a new leaf. From now on, I'm your slave. I'm yours to command. I'll obey every one of your wishes.
You mean that?
Just try me.
Okay. No more hats this year.
Try me again.
I thought so. Good night.
Can't get rid of Meredith Wilson, an episode of The Burns and Allen Show from January 24th, 1946. Wilson served as a series bandleader from 1945 until 48, preceded by Felix Mills and followed by Harry Lubin. Wilson, of course, went on to be an Oscar-nominated film composer, and he created the stage musicals The Music Man and The Unsinkable Molly Brown. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, we shift to the world of private detectives, as Gerald Moore is Philip Marlowe. It begins right after this break.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where as promised, we now have a private eye. His name is Marlowe, and he's played by a fella named Moore. He'll be joined this time by Larry Dobkin as Detective Lieutenant Matthews, with Virginia Gregg, Lillian Baeff, Jack Edwards, Dora Singleton, and Jack Crucian. The Man on the Roof is from April 4th of 1950.
Get this and get it straight. Crime is a sucker's road, and those who travel it wind up in the gutter, the prison, or the grave. This time an old Spanish woman who cared, a redhead and mink who didn't, and a green suede button beside a corpse, all led me to a wounded man with a gun in his hand, cornered on a warehouse roof. It happened like this.
From the pen of Raymond Chandler, outstanding author of crime fiction, comes his most famous character in The Adventures of Philip Marlowe. Now, with Gerald Moore, starred as Philip Marlowe, we bring you tonight's transcribed story, The Man on the Roof.
Shoot again.
What are you talking about, Marlowe? He's a killer. He's armed and dangerous.
Listen to me.
What do you want us to do? Scold him and send him home without a supper?
Matthews, I'm going up after him.
No, you're not, Marlowe. Come here.
Let go of me, Matthews.
Listen, Marlowe, nobody goes up there. We're going to gas him out. Go on, Mooney. Call for lunches.
Matthews, please, listen to me, will you?
Oh, why not? Tell me the whole story. We've got nothing but time till I get here with the lunches.
Please, Matthews, quick kid. Nobody is kidding, Marlowe.
That boy up there is a killer. Keep watching that rope, Becker. You may get curious. Well, Marlowe, this story you got.
About 10 minutes ago,
Matthews. At the beginning, Marlowe. Go on, Phil.
I'm trying to.
We'll start at the front. I'm a sucker for detail. You've got a half hour before the tear gas arrives.
Okay, Matthews, I'll start at the front and skip nothing.
Right.
I'll start where it started 4 hours ago at 5 o'clock this evening, some 15 miles from here on the outskirts of a little town of San Fernando. A telephone call from a woman whose voice had said that she was old and Spanish and very worried. It brought me out to the place. A woman named Senora Andrade who told me that her only boy was heading for a lot of trouble and that I had to stop her. The Andrade home stood out like a thoroughbred alongside the milkman's horse in comparison to the other houses squatting on the sun-baked soil. And the senora herself, at maybe 60 and in a cheap black cotton dress, a lace shawl and homemade slippers, was the tidiest person I'd ever seen. When she bowed from the waist in graceful greeting, I saw a single small ivory comb was the only thing holding a mass of long gray hair in one neat bundle.
Senor Marlo, you will excuse me if I do not extend you the hospitality of my house, but Pedro, Pete likes to be named, is already gone. There is no wasting time.
Of course. Pete, your son, Senora, huh?
And a good boy, Senor Marlo. Here is a photograph of him. It is taken only a week ago on his 25th birthday.
Really?
He was so proud of that green jacket I made for him. It was suede and flashing, he said. Flashing like something the rich Mr. Alex Brucher would wear. He has it on every day since then, even today.
Alex Brucher, who's that, Mrs. Andrade?
The senor who owns the warehouse for furs in Los Angeles.
Oh?
Number 12 Commercial Street. It's where my Pete worked until 2 days ago, when the trouble started.
Well, what happened, senora?
It was during his lunchtime. He was eating from a meal I made for him like he always does and talking to a stranger, some... How you say, senor? A man with no job all the time, eh?
A bum, a hobo, a loafer?
Loafer, see. He was just telling me how he was telling him to find the railroad yards. That, senor, is where the trouble began. Oh, please, senor Marlo, you will have a chair there.
Oh, yes, thanks. Now, tell me, senora, this trouble. Surely giving instructions to a loafer, as you say, didn't start it.
Oh, but it did. After the lunch hour, the foreman, a Senor Connor, questioned Pedro about this loafer. And when my boy said that the man was only asking for the railroad yards, this Senor Connor said he was a liar, that Pedro was giving out information about the shipments of furs, that he was fired, discharged.
Just like that?
See, Senor, after 2 years of good, hard work. You see, Senor Marlowe, Pedro tells me that Senor Alex Brucher has been having his shipments of furs stolen on the road.
Hijacked?
Hijacked. And it is this reason why Pedro is fired.
You want me to prove to Mr. Alex Brucher that Pete had nothing to do with his hijacking, huh? Get his job back, is that
no,
it?
No, senor. It is too late.
Why too late?
Pedro already went down there this morning to do that.
Oh.
He went and told Senor Connor, the foreman, that he had nothing to do with the hijacked. And more. He told him, Senor Marlo, that he was fired because of Helen Castile.
Who's that?
The pretty girl who for a short time now works in Senor Brucher's office.
Oh. Well, then I don't understand, senora.
This Helen Castile and my boy are falling in love. But Senor Brucher also likes this girl.
Oh. What happened when Pete told this to Mr. Brucher?
He never did. Before he even got to speak to Senor Brucher, that devil man, Senor Connor, and some other men beat him. Cut his face, blood on his arms, his clothing torn. He came home just before I called to you. Almost dead, senor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, how about now?
Now, senor Marlo, Pedro has gone back. Revenge in his heart. That is why you must stop him. Senor, you must bring him home before he kills. Before it is too late.
Take it easy.
No,
take it easy,
pobre
senor.
Pedro.
Don't worry, I'm sure I can bring him back, positive.
Oh, gracias, senor.
It's all right, it's all right.
Here, senor, in this can. I have money. 19, maybe more dollars here. You take
no,
it.
No. Not yet, Mrs. Andrade. I have, I don't think it'll cost that much. We'll see, huh? Goodbye, senora. It was an hour's drive to the Brucher Fur Company warehouse on Commercial Street in downtown L.A. I started up a long cement ramp that led to a glass cage in a far corner of the warehouse marked office. It was just about the end of a working day. And when I was next to the door, let it enter, a bell someplace said that the end had arrived.
Okay, man, knock off.
You could tell the way everyone's spirits went up. Everyone except the girl inside, half-leaning on a file cabinet. I figured she was Helen Castile until I got closer. The on-fire red hair and green eyes with hat and shoes to match could have gotten by. But the coat she wore was mink. So was the attitude. That would never take shorthand for $40 a week. Things just couldn't get that tough.
Hello. You look like you lost something.
Oh, is Helen still here, Helen Castile?
Don't about her nose. Maybe back before she leaves for the day. May not. I don't know.
No.
You a friend of hers?
No, Pete Andrade's.
Never heard of him. Come live. Please.
Sure, sure. Now, tell me, Miss...
Haynes, Corey Haynes. You?
Marlowe, Philip Marlowe. Miss Haynes, is Alex Brucher around?
Mm-mm. Home packing is going out of town. It does every other week. Important business?
No, I just wanted to chat with him a while.
Oh, Connor, is Alex's car gasping ready for me?
Yeah, it's ready. It's ready, Miss Haynes. Here are the keys.
Thank you. And, Connor, please, stop wishing I were dead, will you? I can feel it, and it gives me the creeps.
I'm so sorry, Miss Haynes, but, well, maybe we won't be seeing so much of one another so soon.
If you mean Helen Castile, Connor, she's a great secretary, period.
Yeah, sure. Now you, Mr.
Marlowe.
Mr. Marlowe.
I'm a friend of Pete Andrade's.
You said enough, mister. Almost too much.
Now, wait a minute, Connor.
What for? A lot of hot air? Listen, Marlowe, we've been running all kinds of trouble around here. Hijacking, short shipments, misdirected cargoes, the works.
So?
So it all adds up to somebody on the inside helping somebody on the outside, and that ain't good. Now take my advice, brother. Get your long nose out of this place and keep it out if you don't want it bent.
It's the phone, Connor. If you lift it up, it'll stop that noise.
Very funny. Hello. Oh, hello, Mr. Brucher. Yeah. Yeah, okay, I got it.
Charming fella, isn't he?
You'll be down here in a couple hours and I'm to wait. Check. Check, Mr. Brucher. Goodbye.
His master's voice.
Very funny again. You'd better let me have the keys back, Miss Haynes. The boss isn't going out of town after all. He'll probably want his car.
And I'll probably give it to him myself after I've run a few errands I have in mind. Goodbye, Mr. Marlowe. I hope we meet again in more pleasant surroundings.
You two go to rival schools, Connor?
Get out of here, Marlowe. Get out before you get the same treatment your friend Pete Andrade got.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. You wouldn't do that to me, Connor. I'm not in love with Helen Castile. That goes for you, too, in spades.
Hey. Hey, you, Mr. Marlowe.
What?
Over here behind the crates.
I don't want Connor to see us. I'm Helen Castile.
How do you know who I am?
There's an intercom phone in the office you just left.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I knew Pete was in some trouble. I hadn't heard from him in 2 days. Mr. Marlowe, what they've done to him is terrible. How do you know about it? Did Pete come to you?
No, his mother hired me. I'm a private detective, which Helen brings up a sharp point. Are you sure you're not playing both sides, baby?
Well, you...
All right, save it. That's all I wanted to know.
What do you want? You mean you just said that to see how I'd act?
Well, I had to be sure. After all, you're still working for Alex Brucher.
Not anymore. I only stayed on before this because I didn't want Pete to be fired.
Shh. Hold it. I think we've got company.
It could be rats. There's some around.
Yeah, with and without brass knucks. Now listen, honey, for everybody's good, I don't want Pete mixing with Alex Brucher. Now, before you get out of here, tell me fast, where does the boss live?
41 West Adams Boulevard.
41 West. Okay, now go. I'll cover you till you're clear of the place. Go on.
All right, my car's across the street. If you need any help later, Mr. Marlowe...
Get going. That rat may have friends.
Okay. Goodbye, Mr. Marlowe.
You're listening to Philip Marlowe. We'll be right back after this short break.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
That's Bob Bailey, starring as world-weary insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Fabulous Freelance.
Come on now, kid, put it down.
No. No, because nobody tells me what to do, not when I've got a gun. They're afraid to. That's right.
Fabulous Freelance is regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Order Fabulous Freelance today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Dallas Bay Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
Now that deer seasons are winding down, why should you be in the woods doing postseason scouting? I'll share in just a moment.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call Wes now, 866-GLD-SLVR.
There are a number of reasons to scout for deer now the season is out. With no foliage on the trees and bushes, Big Buck sign is easy to find. Plus, your presence in the woods is of no consequence since you won't be hunting till fall. To learn a lot more about this topic, check us out on drawntowildlife.com because the seasons never end.
Back to Gerald Moore, starring as Philip Marlowe on When Radio Was.
Helen got to the front gate, out into her car and away without anybody bothering her. And a couple of minutes later, I covered the same smooth course, and I was beginning to believe that the rats were just that, except that when I was in behind the wheel of my coupe and heading for Adams Boulevard, I picked up a pair of headlights in my rearview mirror, which for the next 40 minutes of zigzag stuck like they were painted there. But finally, a traffic jam gave me all the break I needed. And a sharp right turn, followed by a lot of speed, left me free and once again on my way to West Adams Boulevard. The place was turn-of-the-century stone block mansion, but the rest of the neighborhood had gone slumming a long time ago. I was about to try the knocker when I noticed a thin slice of pale light that said the front door wasn't closed all the way. I started in, edging toward the sick light that came from a single lamp in what used to be called the library. And then suddenly I saw him. A man in a smoking jacket, lavishly monogrammed AB, his face beaten raw, his clothing almost shredded, blood clotted thick on the back of his head. He was dead in the corner of the room. Next to the body was a heavy marble lamp base, also bloody. Inches from that, I found something that might as well have been Pete Andrade's calling card. A button made of green suede I had in my pocket just before the company spoke up.
Don't go for your gun, Marlowe. That'd leave us even. So the kid finally made it, huh?
Maybe. Maybe I did it, Connor.
Nuts. You just came in, I know. I was waiting outside. And the jerk I had on your trail last year, I figured I'd better leave the office, but quick, I figured right. But tell me, Marlowe, just so I score 100%, what's your angle?
The Andrade kid's mother. And the private detective was working for us. She was afraid of this.
Oh, no. Stop. The sentiment's killing
me. I wish something would. Now, let's call the police.
Not so fast.
What do you mean?
I've already got the rest of my figuring done. But now the kid should be at his girlfriend Helen's flat. I know where it is, and that's where I'm going. You see, Marlowe, I want to be a hero. I want to bring the kid in. Understand?
Oh, sure, sure. Real easy. You want to bring him in dead. That way nobody even mentions the beating you gave him on Bruch's orders. Because he wouldn't stay away from Helen. That way you're clean.
Exactly. Clean as a whistle. Except for you and your big mouth. Now stand still, Peeper. I want to whisper something in your ear.
Connor started toward me with a .38 wrapped in his thick fist, I figured I'd better do something about him and do it fast. I waited until he walked around Bruce's body on the floor and it was out of his line of vision, then I pointed at it.
Connor, look, look, he's moving.
What's that?
Hey. An old trick, sucker. Now let's throw your gun out of the conversation. We'll start over. Come on, get up.
Get your hands off. Get them off, you crummy...
Look, Heavy, I'm going to get an answer out of you one way or another. Make it easy on yourself. Now get up. I said get up.
Oh, all right. All right, Wise. You win this round.
That's better.
What do you want to know?
Helen Castile's address.
She's got her room. Number 4, 3200 Crenshaw. Hey.
So long, Muscles. I knew there wasn't much more I could do for a desperate hothead named Pete Andrade. He'd already done too much for himself in the wrong direction. I drove down Adams until I'd cooled off enough to call the police. Then I stopped at a phone booth and gave Homicide a fast rundown on Alex Bruch's murder. But I hung up before they could ask me Senora Andrade's address in San Fernando or Helen Castile's place on Crenshaw. Because there were two women I wanted to talk to alone before the police moved in. After that, I drove out to Crenshaw and found the number 3200. Room 4 was at the far end of a half-lit hall, and there were voices inside. One was Helen's. The other was Pete Andrade. I reached for my gun.
I went out of my head, Helen. I must have hit him 9 or 10 times hard.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. I've got to think.
It's a little late for thinking, Pete.
Who are you?
He's a private detective.
Hey, I'm working for your mother. I was, up until I left Bruch's place. He's dead, Pete.
Oh, Pete.
Oh, no. I didn't mean to kill him. But I'm not sorry.
I want you to come along with me, Pete. Quietly. Turn yourself in.
No!
Helen, get away from me! Stop it! You little...
You've gone!
Got it! Don't move, Marlo. Don't move or I'll shoot.
You crazy fools.
I knew you wouldn't shoot me, Marlo.
Next time you'll be surprised.
There won't be a next time. If we're going to get away, it's our only chance now.
You haven't got a chance if you run. Be dogged every minute of your short lives. You'll wind up full of bullets in the dark. You'll be running down a blind alley, and it starts right there with that door. Don't be suckers.
Shut up. We're going to try it, Marlo.
And we'll make it. We've got to have money, Pete.
Yeah, and I know where to get it, too. Brewster always kept plenty of petty cash in the office at the warehouse. I'll take that.
What about the watchman, Pete? Are you going to keep on killing?
Pete, listen. You can get in quietly with Brewster's keys. Corey Haynes has them. The office keys are in the same ring as the car keys. She always borrows them when she uses his car, and she's got it tonight.
Then I'll get them from her. Where does she live?
Out on Orange Drive. 210, I think.
Will you listen to me a minute? You're heading for the original dead end, both of you. Why don't you give yourselves a break?
Now, what do you call a break, Marlo? Pete running in some prison until we're both too old to care? I'd rather have the bullet.
Let's get him out of here. That closet will do. Go on, Marlo, inside. Move.
Sure, sure. What are you waiting for? Go on, close it.
I know what you tried to do for my mother, Marlo, and for Helen and me. I'm sorry it couldn't work out. Thanks, anyway.
Nuts.
I'm leaving, Helen.
I'm ready.
You're not coming. You're staying here.
What?
Marlo was right. This is a blind alley, a dead end, and I won't take you in.
No, Pete, I'm going with you.
No, you're not. Stay back. I mean it.
Please.
Stay back, I say.
Pete.
Helen. Helen, unlock this door. We still may be able to stop it.
I'm playing this my way now, Marlo. You can stay where you are.
Helen, don't you understand? I'm on your side.
I'm going with him whether he wants me or not. So long, Marlo.
Happy landings, baby.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back to wrap up this case of the man on the roof right after this.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane.
Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now the exciting conclusion of Philip Marlowe and the Man on the Roof on WIN Radio 1.
The lock on the closet door gave up before I did, but only because it was older by several years. I got out of the house and kept ahead of the speed limit all the way to Orange Drive and figured for what it was worth that I'd cut Pete's lead down to a scant 10 minutes. I parked in front of a Spudnut coffee shop on the corner and walked down to 210. By the time I got within knocking distance of Corey Haynes' front door, I could see that the only light in the place was spilling out of the sunken double garage that housed the new gray Nash. But when I moved closer, I knew that 10 minutes was all that Pete Andrade had needed. Corey was sprawled out on the grease-spattered concrete floor and very still. Very still. And standing limply against the wall was Helen Castile, staring down at the redhead with a pair of hopeless eyes that seemed already half dead. As I walked down the ramp, she heard me and looked up.
I knew you'd get here. I don't care now.
We're both late, is that it?
Yeah. I didn't see him. He was already gone when I got here. Found her like that.
Then he must have gotten the keys.
Yes, from her purse. Let's sit over there.
Uh-huh. Why didn't you follow him? He knew where he was heading.
I couldn't. When I saw her there, I just couldn't because I think she's dead, too.
No, no. She isn't dead.
You mean she's just out?
Yeah. A long way out, but not dead. From the looks of things, she must have put up quite a scrap. Maybe she... Wait a minute.
What?
There's something screwy here.
Oh, Miss Corey! Miss Corey, what's happened?
Who are you?
Miss Corey's maid, what's happened to her?
She's unconscious.
Oh, this is terrible. She knew there was going to be trouble. I swear she didn't. Miss Corey, honey, speak.
How do you know that?
Because she was worried. She told me 4 or 5 times she was going to stay in all evening, like she was expecting somebody.
Sure, sure. It figures all the way. Look, look here. Are you sure this is her purse?
It certainly is. Was she robbed?
Not exactly, but... Oh, yeah, yeah. This clinches it. Now, look, call an ambulance right away. Get Corey into a hospital and hurry.
Oh, yes, sir.
Helen, you stay here with her. Don't leave, understand?
Right.
I'll see you. And that's it, Matthews. That's why I broke a few speed laws getting from Corey's garage down here to the warehouse. Because I had to find Pete and tell him before it was too late.
I'm still not sure you made it, Marlo.
Look. Look, this was dropped near Bruch's body. I just saw the mate to it in Corey Haynes' garage.
Look, that's not conclusive.
No, but these are. The papers I pulled out of her purse, take a look at them. Go ahead. One glance will tell you where they came from and why. You get it, don't you, Lieutenant?
Yeah, I get it. Certainly I get it. What a rotten setup.
Well, then you got to let me go up that fire escape and talk to him. He'll listen to me, Matthews. I know he will.
I told you once before, Phil, he's been hit and he's cornered up there. It's driven him haywire. He'll probably blow the top of your head off. Go ahead. Go on up and try it. I'll pass the word.
Across across the street and started up the fire escape. I knew Pete Andrade from someplace in the shadows on the roof was watching me every inch of the way. But I climbed up to the fourth floor before I spotted him. His head inched out over the ledge. My own .38 in his hand. I went on to the fifth floor and started up the ladder to the roof when it came.
Stop there. That's close enough.
It's Marlowe, Pete.
I know. That's the only reason you got this far. You got lots of nerve, Marlowe.
Pete, I didn't bring a gun. Because I just came to ask you a question. Nothing else.
A question?
Yeah. A big one. Did you use anything on Brucher except your fist, Pete?
No. Why? What's the difference?
Plenty. I don't think you killed Brucher.
What? Is this a trick?
No, no. Look, Pete, no trick. Look at this. I found this green suede button near Brucher's body. I thought it came from your jacket, but it didn't. It was torn from a pair of green suede shoes that Corey Haynes had on tonight.
Corey Haynes? I don't get you.
It means, first, she's a liar. If she saw Brucher tonight, it means she got there after you did. Probably found him unconscious where you'd left him and finished the job with a heavy marble lamp base.
You're crazy. This is a trick. Why would she kill him? They were going together.
They had been. Until Brucher got interested in Helen.
Yeah?
After that, Corey was on the way out and she knew it. She decided to get all she could out of him while she had the chance.
Go on.
Every time she borrowed his car, she used the keys to get into the office. Steal information out of the files and sell it. She was the informer.
Let's see.
I'm coming up, Pete.
How do you know all this?
I found some papers to prove it in her purse. She was in a tough spot when Brucher changed his mind about leaving town tonight.
Yeah?
She had to get the papers back in the files or Brucher would discover they were missing. But Connor staying in the office prevented it, so she was trapped.
I see.
When she saw a chance to kill Brucher and have you blamed for it, she grabbed at it. Are you convinced, kid?
I almost shot you, Marlowe. Why did you take such a risk and climb up here?
Because your mother has some ideas that I wouldn't like to see her lose, Pete. Also, I wanted my gun back. Well, do I get it?
Yeah. You bet. Here. And thanks, Marlowe. I feel so good now. I guess I can.
Just how you feel, kid. I don't climb fire escapes like this every night. Believe me. It was a long, long time before all the scattered reports were in. Well, the doctor in the prison ward had said that Pete would be okay, and before Corey Haynes had put a wobbly signature to a full confession of murder. And still another hour went by as I drove out across the wide, flat valley to San Fernando, where the profile of the hills in the east had already begun to show against the gray dawn rising behind them. When I stopped in front of the little house and went up to the door, Senora Andrade was there on the porch. She'd waited all night. Her expression didn't change when I told her all that had happened. Didn't change, actually, until I was finally ready to leave. And she put out her hand and took my arm. The lines of worry in her face softened.
Senor Marlowe, last night I had but one son. Now this morning I have two. In my heart you will always have a home. I am grateful. Gracias.
She was most welcome.
Adventures of Philip Marlowe, bringing you Raymond Chandler's most famous character, star Gerald Moore, are produced, directed, and transcribed by Norman McDonald, and are written for radio by Robert Mitchell and Gene Levitt. Featured in our cast tonight were Virginia Gregg, Jack Edwards, Lillian Biaf, Doris Singleton, and Jack Crucian.
And that was The Man on the Roof from April 4th, 1950. Cast member Doris Singleton was married to writer Charles Isaac for more than 60 years, until his passing in 2002. He wrote for the Martin and Lewis radio show, and then on television, working on the Dinah Shore show, and the 1970s early 80s sitcom Alice. Doris Singleton would pass away a decade after her husband in the summer of 2012 at age 92. Like her husband, Doris also did lots of television, including a recurring role in the legendary comedy I Love Lucy. I'll name that character and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com introduces Ace of Spades, 60 guitar instrumentals of the 50s and 60s, a 3-CD compilation of songs from influential guitar groups, a true collector's item. Rock out on both sides of the pond with The Ventures, Chet Atkins, The Shadows, Santo and Johnny, Dwayne Eddy, The Crew Cats, The Fentones, The Wailers, Link Wray, and many more, all for the incredibly low price of $19.98. Order Ace of Spades today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98, plus get a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code GUITAR77. Buy this 3-CD collection of guitar instrumentals of the 50s and 60s now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention promo code GUITAR77 for reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code GUITAR77 to pay only $19.98 and save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and before we took a break, I was talking about Doris Singleton. And I wanted to know the name of the recurring character that she played on the 1950s sitcom I Love Lucy. She was Caroline Appleby, Lucy's friendly nemesis. Well, folks, we're done this time around. Be sure to visit us over at WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.